And Tapo the Friday morning to y'all.
What is that?
I don't know. I've combined an Irish person and a Southerner.
So you'd be from Kerry, Southern Ireland.
Oh, the county of Kerry.
Right. County Kerry.
Is there a Cork?
Cork. It's Cork. Yeah.
Cork, you just reminded me of something funny. We need to post this on our... these are like funny things that kids have said, writing little letters. I found this, but it's also dirty. I can't really read them on the air.
Oh, come on, give us one.
I can't. These are little kids.
Did
Let me
find
it.
I mean, Hannah Montana was in town being dirty last night.
She is no longer Hannah Montana.
Well, she's still dirty.
Miley Cyrus. I am doing my Michael Winslow impression right now.
That was very nice.
All right, let me find this because this is really funny to me. I just have so much junk email. Hey, I was on the Weather Channel this morning.
I know. How were you?
I wasn't that great.
Oh, that's not true. I'm sure you were great. You're like with Jim Cantore, right?
Yeah, he had an emergency to deal with, so he was not on today. And I was on with Anna. He's so funny.
Yeah, but he wasn't there.
No.
So it was Anna. Was this your first time?
Yes. You always remember your first time.
Okay, so tell us about it.
We will play the audio. You know, I was expecting to go on with Jim Cantore, who we had just talked about yesterday with Andy Avalos.
With the snow thunder and everything here.
The thunder snow.
Snow thunder, thunder snow, right?
Yeah. He was right out in front of the Allstate Showcase studio on Pioneer Court just freaking out about the thunder snow. A twofer! He was like so crazy. My kids and I were up very late last night watching just all his funny videos because he's a stitch.
I like that, a little prep work on your part.
Absolutely, but then he was not the guy that I talked to. And I was, I'm a bit of a weather geek, so they were going to discuss that and how the reaction is to the impending doom called a snowstorm that's coming. Did you know it's called... Snowstorm Bella?
See, they do that. That's a Weather Channel thing. And
cause we don't name our storms.
I've talked to people about that on the Business Lunch. It's a marketing thing.
It's genius.
Yeah, where they name the storms. So like tropical or Sandy. I don't think Sandy was ever a hurricane.
Yeah, there was a hurricane Sandy.
Was it? Okay.
Oh, you mean it didn't get to the particular
Yeah, there was one
winds?
Of them out there where they gave it a name and everyone calls it that, but it was never named officially by the Hurricane Center, you know how they name the storms?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Weather Channel now creates these names.
I love the Weather Channel. I did have to get up at 5:30 this morning
to
do this.
What time do you usually get up? Aren't you usually?
About 6:30.
Okay.
So an hour early, I guess. I just didn't want to complain. I want to be like you. So... this big, you know.
By the way, there are no arrows in my quiver, just so I want it to be clear.
There's no what?
I'm not shooting. I'm not firing. You're shooting at me.
Oh, so yeah. It's taken all week for you to decide that you're just going to be a
There's
nice...
another one. Boom, right to the heart.
He's been very, very sweet all week, I thought.
Really?
You just think of me as being...
He's just a big sweet, a little sweetheart.
You
look at you,
think of me
sweetheart.
As being, thank you, hon.
All gone. Right, how did you guys bond so well? Usually you two go at it.
Uh-uh.
Bill's the peacemaker
so.
Who's
He's
here.
He's my little sweetheart guy.
Yeah, we're buds. We're two peas in a pod. Anyway, you were on the Weather Channel today?
Wait. You're two peas in a pod.
Yeah, I'm the top pea. We're equal peas. I don't want to even do
we're,
that.
We're rotating peas.
All right, that is just way too much information. What happened before I arrived this
Nothing
morning?
Nothing at all.
All right. So I'm a weather geek. We were going to talk about a bunch of things. And Jim Cantore was not on this morning, so he owes me an appearance. But I was on with the lovely Anna.
I love her. She's very good.
It's written on a note in our basement where we Skyped this morning, and it sounded a little something like this.
upgraded from a winter storm watch to a winter storm warning. Winter Storm Bella could be the biggest snow event on record so early in the season. The forecast calling for 8 inches of snow. Winter's early arrival coming on the heels of some pretty unseasonably warm weather. So joining us live this morning is Wendy Snyder from WGN Radio. Good morning, Wendy. You know, I've been noticing the chatter on Twitter, and it's pretty mixed. We've got people who are like, I'm ready, bring it on, and others who are like, I'm not so ready for this snow yet.
It is Chicago. Come on. We are used to this. We're ready for it. And yeah, it may be a little early. But I will tell you this, you guys, this is the first year that we had four seasons. We saw springtime. We saw the leaves change. Typically, it goes from summer to winter here in Chicago. So you know what? I'll take the four seasons if we're going to get a little snow.
Well, you're going to get
suck
the snow.
Suck it up, people.
You're going to get the snow ahead of a big, big weekend, and I've seen that the city's already preparing. They're loading the salt trucks. A lot of people are going to be traveling. Have you heard how they're going to deal with the highways and those main arteries?
The city is totally prepared, as you mentioned. The salt trucks are ready to roll, and this is something we deal with. Yeah, it's a little bit early, but It's winter in Chicago. I mean, really, the only thing we have to worry about is getting our Christmas decorations up before the big snow. So I think you're going to go outside today and see tons of people on ladders and putting all their outdoor Christmas lights up ahead of this big snowstorm.
And pulling the chair out of the cellar so you can save your parking spot, right?
Oh, yeah, the dibs in Chicago. Yeah, you got to get the card table, the couch, whatever works for you. The water heater.
All right, and lastly, any quick tips on anyone who may be traveling into Chicago and, you know, will have to deal with the delays at O'Hare or maybe the public transit system?
My best suggestion for you would be to get the Weather Channel app on your phone.
I like you, Wendy.
Thank you, Anna. No, but just pay attention, and all, especially WGN Radio, we will be covering everything and keeping you posted. It's just winter in the city.
All right. Wendy Snyder from WGN Radio, thank you so much. Reynolds, they are awesome on Twitter. They have great live updates for traffic. But what about that? Get the Weather Channel app. I like Wendy. She's cool.
And then the guy afterwards went on to say, Wendy rocks. We did not have that because it's all about attitude, and the attitude being, we live in Chicago.
So can I do my Kathy and Judy thing?
Which is?
How did you look? Because Skype can
didn't
be,
look that good.
Skype can be unforgiving because it's a close camera.
Yeah, and they wanted me in too far to the camera. I like being back a little bit in the distance, but my hair was a little messy.
Ah, it's fine. Your hair, it's that's the
looks
style.
Better now.
Yeah. Does it?
Yeah. Well, I guess you're saying it's still messy.
No, I think it always looks great.
But I cheated last night and put something on my Facebook page about, okay, it's our first snowstorm. Are you freaking or is it just where we live? And most people are like, it's where we live.
You just said to the Weather Channel exactly what I did last night. I got home, went down to the basement, got my Christmas lights.
You did it last night?
I did it last night because, you know, I didn't. When am I going to have a chance to do it? You know, I don't want to do it with 4 or 6 inches of snow on the bushes. So I didn't put them all up, but I put the big lights over the big bushes.
You're good.
No, I wasn't. I just wanted to not have to deal with it in the wet snow.
Can I give you a tip? I didn't know that I was going to have to give tips and how is the city going to deal with it because that's their job pretty much. You know, I wanted an opinion.
Said, any idea for public transportation? People are traveling in like,
I don't know. Watch the Weather Channel.
Right.
But my husband actually came up with the best tip of all. And I'm wondering if you did this. He did this on his own. I am so proud of him. He hooked all the outdoor hoses.
Oh yeah, you need to do that. I've not done it. I bought those. I have those flexible hoses now, so it's not as big of a deal. But
what are those called? The ones that fold up,
right? That roll up and
do those work?
They're great. They're awesome.
But
they break a lot.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, but you know what? It's almost worth $25 a year to have it because, you know, you're not trying to coil the hose and all of that stuff. I hate that. And it takes up all the space, you know, and it's by the front of our house. So
yeah.
This thing, it just, you know,
it retracts.
Down. Oh, it's beautiful.
Shrinkage, I believe
it's
they call it.
Total shrinkage, yeah.
But that is a tip I would recommend, and you probably should have done it last night because it got pretty chilly last night.
So we've already had a couple good freezes, so, but.
Unscrew the hose.
Put it in your shed. You know, you drain it all, like you lift it up so the water drains out of it. And
Well, actually, Jim just disconnected it from the house.
It's a good start.
It is. 312-981-7200. Are you freaking out about this impending doom called our snowstorm?
I'm really looking forward to it.
I kind of am, too. Are you going to Wisconsin?
I'm in the process of discussing options with other people, so probably. I don't know how we can go. We're not going to go.
You can't go.
Who am I kidding? I mean, it's like it's worst along the border.
It's going to be bad.
So I don't think we're going to go. Be one thing if other people actually wanted to go with me.
That would make it more of a an enjoyable trip. All right, quick break. It's Steve Bertrand in for Bill Leff. He returns on Monday, and Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. Wendy Snyder here along with Steve Bertrand, and we were talking about the weather that's coming. Ryan seemed to be very excited about it, and here it comes.
Here it is. You got it. I think that it would make for a terrific football watching experience, Steve. Snow falling. I mean, that's always a fun game to watch.
If he makes it there.
But we just wouldn't get there. I mean, I think the thunderstorm or the snowstorm warning lasts until 3. The game starts at 2:30, so.
Why don't you just call Trump, have him helicopter you in? He'd do it.
Yeah, it's a snowstorm, Ryan. I don't think I want to be in a helicopter either.
Yeah, I wouldn't opt for that.
Yeah, that's no good? You can't? No. All right.
Maybe a snow machine. We'll take our machines up there.
Well, you got your snowblower fixed. Thank God.
I did. I can't wait to try that out this weekend.
You know where I'm going to be during the snowstorm?
Cancun.
Nope. I'm going to be on the couch with my Blackhawks blankets and ordering pizzas, and we're going to have to stock up. Someone has texted that prices of milk and bread have just skyrocketed. You know it is going to be so unbelievably crowded at the grocery stores today.
Well, that goes back to someone you talked to earlier this week who went 200 days without buying anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. Just eat that hamburger helper that's been in your basement for 6 weeks.
Do you have ground beef in the freezer?
You don't need it.
You just eat the hamburger helper with no hamburger?
You could.
How does that help?
It's macaroni and dried vegetables, right? Did you ever, when you were in college, you know, I would eat the Kraft macaroni and cheese with just the water and milk? We didn't have milk, so we'd have butter. So we wouldn't have milk to make it creamy. You just eat what you have. You got a lot of stuff around.
All right, you can substitute the water for it, for the powdered cheese, you mean, to make it, but you didn't just have the powdered cheese.
And water, yeah.
Yeah, so you made it so it was smooth. It's not like you were eating crunchy noodles with cheese powder on them.
We cooked the noodles and make it cheese water, put it in cheese water, but we wouldn't have milk or butter or any commodities.
Yeah, I guess. You know what? I don't, I bet girls living together would have that, guys.
The commodities?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because you have to have a healthily stacked pantry.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is we've got all kinds of, everyone I'm sure has a lot, well, not everyone, but most of us, you know, could eat that can of lima beans that's been there for 2 weeks or 2 years, I should say.
If it's not expired.
Even if it is, I'm sure it's fine.
Every year when all the food pantries, you know, Dylan was doing something with his religious ed where they were collecting food for the food.
Are you sure you want to finish this story?
Yeah.
Okay.
They gather food for the food pantry. All the kids in the religious ed bring in bags and they stock the food pantry at our church. And it's funny because every year when I go through the cabinets, you find those cans in the back of the cabinet. And I think we had one from 2012.
Yeah.
So those get thrown out. I'm not giving them to the pantry. That's why I could continue my story.
I was just a little worried.
No, I'm not going to give him expired food. I'm scared to eat expired food.
I think we
food.
Have a dried broccoli soup from the 80s in our basement.
Maybe you should clean that up.
For a really big storm.
It's coming, people. If you give time today during your lunch break, I'd go get the essentials, bread, milk, and beer. Maybe a frozen pizza.
I was in Hawaii for a tropical storm was coming, and that was the number one seller was beer.
He's an adventure traveler.
I am. I've never been in a tropical storm before. I didn't know how to react. I didn't know what to do. And I guess you just go to the grocery store and buy up all the beer. Yeah.
Right.
So was it as expected, that tropical storm, or did it not pan out?
No, it faded, and it was just another, there was like a cloud in the sky in Hawaii.
So
you know?
Did you return the beer?
No, I took care of
that. That is the dumbest question you have ever asked. Who returns beer? It'll come in handy.
Well, he was there for a short period of time.
Well, then you leave it in your room, and that's a little tip for the housekeeping people. The Weather Channel appearance today, we're going to put it on WGNradio.com. We got a text from 708. Tell Steve if you don't disconnect the hose from the spigot, the valve will retain all the water. Oh, I just lost it.
So then it expands. And when it expands and it blocks things up and you...
It will freeze, causing the valve to break and leak all over your house. You're welcome.
Yeah, no, you remove them all. That's what I talked about. You drain the hoses and everything.
You just remove it from the house. That's what you should do. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't one year, and yes, we did have a lake in the crawl space.
I used to go so far as you could turn it off on the inside of the house, you know, to the to the outside. But I don't think that's
right. That's conscientious.
That's fear.
Quick break. We've got news. And then Elaine Boozler will be in studio with us. Pretty darned excited about that. It's Wendy Snyder. It's Steve Bertrand at 720 WGN. All right. I'm having some fun with you, Steve Bertrand, as you fill in for Bill Leff all week. And I'm sure Bill is going to be very upset that missing our next guest.
Where is he?
He is on a sabbatical. He's
really?
On a toy sabbatical.
A toy
He's
sabbatical?
He's a toy collector, and I think there was a
Is
big...
Is he nine?
Were there ever any Elaine Boozler action figures? I mean, he might have one.
Yes, but it was just me.
It is an honor to meet you, Elaine Boozler, in the studio.
Oh, such an honor.
It
Thank
is.
You. Me and the Dalai Lama, of course. That's your bucket list.
Well, I got one more to go then. You will be performing in Aurora at the Comedy Shrine, and you're going to be there tonight and tomorrow night. It's so cute. A couple of things that just happened with you. One is you wanted to get some coffee, and we said, we don't really have any here. And you said, you don't have that bad radio station coffee?
Where's your bad radio station horrible mud?
It's here, but it's...
It's in the newsroom.
You call yourself a radio station and there's not some nauseating, horrible coffee that you can see through?
There's a lot of changes in radio. They've cut the coffee.
they've cut the coffee.
No,
but
free
the drugs are still here. Oh,
absolutely,
thank goodness.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I'll just settle.
They
I'll
have
settle
cut back
that.
On the free t-shirts, too, so we don't have a free t-shirt for you.
I haven't seen t-shirts in a long time. Used to be t-shirts. I used to be able to come in my pajamas is for radio, and now you have to do full makeup and jewels because everyone takes a picture or the show's online.
Well, this is online. This is streamed.
Oh,
so.
See, I knew it.
You look great.
Well, that's because I just did TV before I came here.
But
Other
you do
that,
look great.
No, for an old woman.
No, I did not say that.
You know when people say you look great, it's because they weren't expecting you to be alive or something.
No, that's so not true.
Oh, yes.
I have a girlfriend, Carla Felicia, who we've known each other since sixth grade, and she started doing comedy here in Chicago, and I used to attend her open mic nights that she used to do.
What a good friend.
Yes, and now she writes for Mike and Molly. She's doing really well.
Wow.
And we used to watch you all the time.
I'm
you,
suing.
Ellen.
That's it.
I mean, just all these women that were really, I know you have your Joan Rivers and you have your Toadie Fields, but you guys were like a new breed of woman comic.
Yeah, well, that was the time we came up in. So, you know, times changed, the men changed and the women changed. So, yeah, well, that's great that other people actually wanted to go into it by watching us. That's nice.
Absolutely.
That's
I have
terrific.
To say the styles have changed since you hit the stage for the first time. We had those shoulder pads in our jackets.
Oh, those styles. Yes.
The drugs are still the same.
Gee, do we still do punchlines or are we alternative now? All that alternative comedy for people without punchlines.
Yeah.
There's
some weird stuff going on.
Well, I enjoy it. Everything, you know, as long as it's original. Look, people look in like a fishbowl. It's great. Hello.
Yes, we are in the Allstate
Showcase
studio.
Want a makeover? You guys want a makeover?
They're giving you a thumbs up,
Could you give
up,
us
Elaine.
Some coffee?
It doesn't have to be good.
We have drugs. We'll trade. You actually went to your friend's open mic night. That's worse than driving someone to the airport.
But I think I know the story, Elaine. Where was it?
It was at a place called the Comedy Womb in Lyons.
Oh, I thought it was a pizza joint.
Well,
didn't
on Thursday
Did you
nights.
Say womb?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people used to perform there. This
womb,
was a long time.
The comedy womb?
It's funny.
Is that covered under Obamacare, the comedy
All right, it's
womb?
No comedy shrine.
So
I get that, which is
like
in Aurora.
Every 7 minutes?
And then you cry.
And then they get closer together as you get better. Then you're a real pro. Your punchlines are a minute apart now.
Oh, I got to tell you, the seats were a little uncomfortable because you had to lay in a fetal position
and
while
squat.
You
walked. Yeah, squat.
No, but I went there because on Thursday nights it was the open mic night and they gave you free pizza.
Oh, very nice.
So that's pretty much
why
I supported.
They should have called it dilated mic night because Comedy womb.
That was a long time ago.
I've heard it all now.
Yes. But I want to make a little apology. We did a promo actually, yesterday it happened. I recorded a promo to say that the great Elaine Boozler would be here. And I said comedian because that is. I know. Kevin, how old are you? 28 years old?
Yeah, I'm 28.
I said, did you get comedian from her website?
And no.
And he said no. And I said, I don't think people use that term anymore.
Well, you know, it's funny. All the new women comedians do say comedian, but I always fought against it. I never said doctorette or bachelorella or dentistista. Comedian. People say, what's the difference between a male and female comedian? I say $5,000 a week. I'm a comedian.
Yeah, I have never liked that comedian.
It's just, it kind of just, you know, softens it up, and that's no good for comedy.
So it sets them aside, is what it does.
Well, it's just, I don't know. It's. I think because I fought so hard to say comedian that's why, you know, Cate Blanchett calls herself an actor now, which I didn't mean to go that far. But
that is true. Actress is done.
You don't say doctorella, dentistette.
Right.
I don't know. I'm going to the dentist.
So I wanted to apologize for saying comedian because
it's apologize.
Not part of my vernacular.
Really, I'm so non-political. I mean, it's fine, but thank you.
We got to do, you know,
it's fine.
What we can, because women
used to,
rule.
You know, I had all my years of fighting for everything to be right, and now just I need a nap.
How long have you been doing
42 comedy? Years.
I can't even believe it.
Why did I get an adjustable mortgage? Why am I on the road?
All right. Now, I was telling you off the air, too, my co-host Bill Leff is on vacation.
Collecting toys.
Yes.
Not for tots.
No, for himself. He's a man child. And he did stand up for 10 years locally and went out on the road and stuff. And he gave it up because he didn't like being on the road.
Mm.
You like that.
I love the road. It's the best part. I mean, why would you want to stay home where you have to do things?
But no, really, you don't mind the travel.
I love the road.
Really?
I used to love flying. I have taken my shoes off for 15 years. And I mean, what woman is going to blow up her shoes? Really?
So, oh my God, you are so right with that.
Hello, Prada, pull out the guy and pay less. He has no reason to live, you know. Pay less! Oh no! But you know what I'm saying? It's like, come on. So, I mean, at least wave the women through with their shoes. But
you know, I took my
I agree.
My mom and I went to Ireland a few years ago. So we're going through the international check-in, the security, and yet she takes her shoes off. 70 years old. She takes her shoes off. They go through the belt, and only one shoe comes out.
Oh no!
And we're on our way. One shoe comes out, and I looked at TSA. I said, "You know, she put two on. I mean, it's an eight foot.
She has two.
Right. It's an 8 foot sort of span.
Yeah.
And they could not find her other shoe.
No, stop it.
No,
stop
it. It was under the TSA agent's stool. It had fallen under her stool.
Wow, you're lucky that person got up within 6 months.
Well, that's the point. She didn't get up to look under her own stool.
Oh my God!
You
falsely accused that three-legged old lady ahead of you
exactly,
for stealing your mother's damn shoe.
Stop that woman!
Oh, stop that three-legged woman! That's my mother's shoe.
Well, she's now they getting
have,
away.
I can't believe her shoe didn't come out.
Yeah.
This is hilarious. You know, now they have signs up. If you're over 75, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to take off your jacket. You don't have to take off your shoes. You don't have to undo your pockets. Nothing. And the reason is, it's not that they're not dangerous, but it took so long for them to do this that people that weren't even religious online felt the urge to kill. So they just stopped.
I'm telling you, the worst thing about traveling is when you have little kids, because the kids have to come
out of the stroller. Take off.
Their jackets had to come off. Yeah. You fold up the stroller.
Diapers, they make them crawl through and... You know, and they get distracted easily. You know, what's that? So they don't crawl through by themselves. They make people take off their legs. My husband.
No.
They do. They make people take off their legs. And
prosthetics?
It's insane, yes. And my husband had broken his ankle, so he had this cast. And they said, well, we have to do a hand. So he said, well, all right, I guess. The guy is literally cupping his crotch, and my husband said, wait a minute. And the guy said, well, we can go behind a curtain if you like. And my husband says, I'm not going anywhere with you.
And excuse me, where is your husband's ankle located?
I know. It was like insane. It's insane.
Well, I do like that they have where you have to stand in the position now to get screened, because I have a knee replacement. And every time they'd wand me, you know, I'd say, I have a knee replacement.
I just got a plate in my wrist. So that's another thing. setting off everything. But at least they say, hello, you want a makeover? Could you get us coffee?
Elaine Boozler. You can see her at the Comedy Shrine in Aurora all this weekend.
Is that that comedian? That's what they're saying. Is that that comedian?
Although I have to laugh because, like, I have a knee replacement. Really, I've got a plate in my arm. Listen to us.
I have a plate in my arm. I have a Swiss Army plate. I have a three screws, a knife, a wine opener, a corkscrew, a bottle opener, and a little nail file. I have a Swiss Army wrist.
You need those things on the road.
You do?
Right?
Absolutely. That's why I live the road. My wrist is all ready. I broke my wrist last year. It's almost a year, December 17th, and they said, oh, we don't have to, it'll be fine, no surgery. They just set it, and then it heals crooked and not working, like Congress. So I had to get it rebroken and reset. And you know how much, I said, how much is that? And, you know, oh, it's $8,000. I said, look, I'll break it again. Just tell me where I need to be, because I've already done it perfectly. I don't need to pay you, a professional, for that. I can re-break it. What time? What time do I have to be there?
How did you break it? Do you mind?
I fell. I mean, you know what? I was skydiving on a mission. Yeah,
nothing exciting.
I fell. I don't, so one night I wasn't drinking. You can't just stop. You know, listen, drunk drivers, they never get killed. They kill 8 people in a car coming at them. They're drunk. They just go with it.
That's it.
Yeah, if I had been drinking as usual, I would have just fallen and tumbled. No, I had to be completely sober, fall down, and brace myself.
And that's when you tense up.
Don't stop drinking, folks.
Well, I'm with you.
It is really bad for you.
I'm with you.
Well, at least I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say we're going to take a quick break. Can you stick around for a little bit?
Sure.
It's really an honor to meet you.
Oh,
she's
sure.
Elaine Boozler. She looks fantastic.
You're silly. I'm not silly.
You're the silly comedian.
That's me.
You can go see her tonight and tomorrow night at the Comedy Shrine, 4034 Fox Valley Drive.
Only 19 hours from now.
Fox Valley Center Drive, I'm sorry, in Aurora. ComedyShrine.com.
What time's your show tonight?
8 o'clock. Yeah, that would be helpful
information.
Better
start putting on makeup now.
Some prep work. All right, we'll be back with Elaine Boozler here on 720 WGN. All right, it's Wendy Snyder here, and Steve Bertrand is hanging out with me. And I will say, Elaine Boozler's in the studio, and Steve, typically you're not that comfortable with comics or comedians.
Why would you bring that up?
Well, no, but I'm saying, do you see how easy it is?
Yeah.
Why aren't you comfortable?
Because I like sometimes comedians, you know, they just go into the routine and they don't really
relate.
Have a conversation.
I was going to have sex with you after this.
I'm
counting on
that.
See, there you go.
You blew it. You brought it up.
Speaking of having sex, and probably a terrible segue, can we talk Andy Kaufman?
That is a bizarre segue, but no, we dated for, we lived together, so go ahead.
Yes, and,
yeah,
for how long?
Good segue. We lived together for 2.5 years in Greenwich Village in the 70s, and then we were friends for the whole rest of his life. And what a great guy, and I love Chicago because the last year of his life, we did his last special here in the Loop, for PBS, you know, it was called Soundstage Andy Kaufman,
sure.
And we wrote it together and did the show together here, and it was the last work we got to do together, so Chicago is so dear to me because of that wonderful time here at the end, and, you know, he was just the best, and his brother has started about 12 years ago the Andy Kaufman Award every year. It's given in New York City for an act that really doesn't fit in the round hole of the square peg, and so I hosted it this year, and it was so much fun. We did it at Upright Citizens Brigade downtown in New York. And
great.
So it was just, you know, it's just wonderful. And I have a box set coming out in January of all my specials and then a brand new CD with it. And I dedicated it to Andy and I put up some old pictures that no one's seen of us. So
you were working the door at a comedy club?
I was, when
you met him or he met you?
Yeah, I was working the door and hi.
It's Elaine Boozler.
Everybody waves and no one brings coffee. Can they hear us?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why they're laughing.
Yes.
I just thought I looked funny or my lipstick was crooked.
That's how you know you're getting old, by the way, when you line your lips and you look in the mirror later and it's
a little off. Is that the only way you know? You have to have the grandmother lipstick above the upper lip.
Right.
The grandma lipstick.
See, this is what I was talking about. I had a question, and then you two start going
I remember your question. I was the doorman at a club in New York.
And did you want to be in comedy?
No, I didn't. I wanted to pay rent, and I would have done, you know, many, many things to do that. I was waitressing. I was hostessing. I was doing office work, anything.
And he said, you're funny.
Well, he said, you just make me laugh all the time. Hi. What? You have a question?
We can talk to him. You want to talk to him on the street? Hi there.
Sure. Hi. What's the question?
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Well, good. Elaine Boozler's in the studio.
How are you?
I don't really need coffee. A little crack would be nice. Mary. Where's the hospitality?
I think you just met the little crack here.
Oh, I met the little... Did I? And I missed it?
You are funny.
I didn't want to do comedy. I just basically really wanted to pay rent. And I was singing a little in between the comics. Uh-huh. They used to throw us on like grout so people could order. You know? Yeah. And he just said, you really shouldn't sing. It's just really, just don't do that. But you're so funny, just talk. And I said, well, what's that worth? You know, it just didn't seem like it was anything. It was so easy. And of course, you back into something and just fall into it.
Wow.
So there you go.
And 42 years later.
42 years later, people say, would you have done it? I said, if I would have realized that, you know, 42 years later, this is where I'd be. I probably would have, you know, shot myself 42 years ago.
But see, the whole thing about being a comic, and is it comic? Is it comedian?
Comic's fine.
All right, because I never know. Do you go comedian? Do you go
Who
comic?
Care? You know, I'm a comic. Guys, do stand up. I love it. Traditional, old school, funny punchlines. You know, I have one mission statement. I really, really like to leave people feeling better than they came in when they're on the way out. There's so much crap all day.
Oh my God.
Don't want to lay stuff on you and, you know, bring it down. I mean, to me, it's like, this is the massage. This is the fun part. You know, I want people to leave going, I'm so glad I did that, and just be totally aerated from laughing. And, you know, I know there's a lot of other kinds of comedy today. I'm Henny Youngman. Come see me laugh.
Go home feeling better.
It is such a pleasure to have you in the studio.
My hero.
Timing is everything,
Yay!
Isn't it?
Kevin, thanks for making up for the comedian thing by bringing coffee.
I have been called so much worse. I have been called so much worse.
And don't call her anything, but listen to her mission statement, and you can go see her at the Comedy Shrine in Aurora. Go to comedyshrine.com tonight at 8, tomorrow...
8 and 10.
It's going to be a snowstorm. Two shows. So
Two shows. I will be in ski pants, boots, and gloves. Don't let the snow stop.
Of
course.
We're from Chicago.
I know. It's nothing. Come out. You won't even wear a coat, or you're just a wimp.
Exactly.
Just come out in, you know, a bathing suit and a tiara.
And I'm glad we welcomed you in a lovely way here in Chicago.
Yes.
You got a ticket and what else?
Got towed immediately.
Look at that.
And we were driving at the time. You are the toughest city. I said, honey, are we being towed? Does this car have front-wheel drive?
How did that happen?
I think we're being towed.
The good news is better gas mileage.
Much better.
A pleasure to meet you. Really an honor.
Thank you so much. Thank you, really.
Come on and talk to us when the box set comes out.
I will. Thank you. I hope you'll be sitting in again for Toy Man.
If not, you can just come up in the newsroom. We'll talk.
And we'll have sex up there.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, she's Elaine Boozler.
Oh, no, everyone heard us say that. Hello.
Go to comedyshrine.com to get your tickets to see her tonight at 8, tomorrow 8 and 10. And you can go to her website. It's ElaineBoozler.com.
Yes, and my animal rescue website, TalesOfJoy.net. 20 years of saving little furry lives. Check us out.
You have to come back because we have to talk about that.
I know, I will.
All right, excellent.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Sounds good.
Elaine Boozler, go to Comedy Shrine tonight, tomorrow. We're going to take a quick break and back with the news here on 720 WGN. All right, we're just doing a changing of the guards. I think that's the best way to explain it. Bill Leff is off this week. He'll be returning on Monday. Steve Bertrand has been sitting in with me for most of the week, but he has a podcast that he is recording right now, The Mincing Rascals. He's on with John Williams and Eric Zorn and who else, Kev? Kristen McQueary from the Chicago Tribune. So Bertrand had to leave to go do his podcast. My husband, Jimmy Mack, is here because coming up later on this morning, we're going to be talking with Taylor Gray from Star Wars Rebels. So, Jim, why don't you just sit in on this next segment?
I'd be happy to.
All right, good. And we are going to talk tech. David Wexler from the Little Guys out in Mokena is here. And, David, I just want to tell you, you know me, and you've known me many, many, many years, and we had a no-def TV.
You did. Yeah, the ultimate no-def.
Honestly, Jim would say, hey, do you want to sit and watch the Hawks game with me? And I said, why? I can't even see the puck.
And the ice is yellow, and where'd the puck
go? You have to understand, David, that this was
top-tier level technology.
18 years ago.
Yeah, when we moved into our house.
We have a warehouse full of those, waiting for the recyclers to show up.
It was a 60-inch TV. I'd never seen anything like it before.
And how cool was it to just have a gigantic TV?
Oh, it was amazing.
And 60 was, oh my God, that was
big.
Over the top, insane 60 back in the day or whatever.
It really was.
In today's world, the reality is, it really starts at 55 inches. I mean, they're making
that's
a few smaller
said.
Ones,
no,
but
okay.
They're really starting. There you go. They're starting at 55 and going up, and you can sit 6 feet, 7 feet away from a 70-inch TV and no issues, no worries. It's that good a picture. There's so many little dots on there because of 4K and Ultra. And when you guys came in, we went through that and kind of looked at all the different ones, and the minute you see a 4K TV, a good 4K TV set up correctly, you're done.
Oh, my God.
So we are 70 inches now because you got to go bigger. You can't go down.
Go bigger, go home.
That's it.
And it has changed our lives. I can now see the puck. And I think, thanks to you, David Wexler, I am now the biggest Hawks fan, although you are too.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. You can not only see the puck, you can read the text. Right, you can
yes.
read the little the score and the little and the time left and all the other stuff and all that stuff that's going on in every sport. It's awesome. And it's not just sports. It's movies and it's you know television shows. Today's television shows have amazing soundtracks on them and great video. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the TVs themselves, because they're flat panels, don't sound very good. Right? I mean, the speakers in them are weak at best,
yes.
even on the most expensive ones. So it is about adding sounds, a sound system, connecting with the surround sound, at the very least doing a high-performance sound bar or sound bass. Those, you know, that's part of it. But today's pictures are amazing.
They are amazing, and the prices are coming down. I mean, as with everything, you get what you pay for, and there are various ways to pick up a 4K TV. You can go to the little guys. What you help me with and what I trust, and you can buy your stuff anywhere, but I have questions, and you guys have the answers always. And if you don't, you'll find the answers.
That's what we thrive on, the fact that people need to know the information. Our concept is come to the store, check it out, experience all the different TVs, not on computer graphics, but experience them on Comcast cable, experience them on antenna, watch a Blu-ray, see the different sets, see the different levels of performance, and make an informed decision. Even if, God forbid, you don't buy it from us, you at least make a decision based on all the right information. Otherwise, you're going to go to a big box store, you're going to talk to a different person each time you go there.
That's
it. For sure, right? And you're going to get information that may or may not be accurate. So.
And what really made me happy about going to the little guys and talking to you is we had speakers. We had a pretty decent surround sound system that we weren't getting a great sound, were we, Jim?
No, not at all. And of course, Wendy blames me.
Well,
she says I broke it with
all
my
right.
Deep Purple music. And this may or may not be the case. But David, you definitely helped us figure it all out.
And that's what it was. You know, I said, I think we need new speakers. And it's like our receiver was so old.
That was it.
And you said, you know what? Just get a new receiver. Check it out. You may not need new speakers, and sure as heck we didn't. So thank you for not trying to sell us something
no
we
problem.
Didn't need. All right, so 4K TV is out there. Some exciting news coming up about, I guess, the resurgence of something. We're going to take a break first and talk about that. And I have brought this up before, network issues. When our son Dylan, he's 12, he's going to be 13 next month, and I think we have a family package of 20 gigs of data.
Yep.
And Dylan is up to 26 this month so far. What? And I said, how is this happening? Put it on the network. And he said, Mom, I'm on the network. After several overages later, he said, Mom, he called me, of course, because we call each other in our house. We're too lazy to go walk into the next room. And he says, Mom, I got to tell you something. I was set up to be on the network. And he turned that new feature off on the iPhone 6.
Yep.
I don't know what's happening, but it says LTE. What was happening is our network was not being picked up in our old house.
Bad
in his
Wi-Fi
bedroom.
Is a common thing in today's world. We'll talk about that.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. If you have a question for David Wexler from the Little Guys, 19031 Old LaGrange Road in Mokena, not to be confused with New LaGrange Road. They're thelittleguys.com. That's thelittleguys.com, 708-754-8844. If you guys have a question, we're here for you. Ask David a question. David Wexler, the number to call, 312-981-7200. It's Wendy Snyder. It's Jimmy Mack. And it's 720 WGN. All right. Again, very quickly, Jimmy Mack, my husband, is sitting in for Bertrand, who's sitting in for Bill, who's doing a podcast, just whatever. and we're talking with David Wexler from The Little Guys. We just got a call off the air. This is audio and video extraordinaire, installation, ideas, everything. You handle everything. Great service. Someone just called and asked Kevin if you service Highland Park.
Yes, absolutely. Service the north suburbs, western suburbs, through the city, through, of course, the southern suburbs and western suburbs, all the way northwest Indiana and even southwest Michigan. We do a lot of jobs kind of all over the place.
Kim Gordon, did you hear that? Because Kim was actually the one who
It was me, actually.
Okay, no problem.
I have some speaker issues.
No problem.
We'll talk.
We'll take care of it.
Okay, and I have network issues. Jim called our service provider, and I was glad you took care of it, and you were on hold for so long, and then they finally said, you're going to need an extender. And so I say to Jim, what kind of extender? He goes, well, you know, there's an extender.
All right, so let's talk about networks. We can really sum it up pretty quick. Here's the deal. When your service provider takes care of your network, they give you this box, and in this box, there is a modem to receive the signal. There's a router to distribute the signal. There's a switch built in. And there's your Wi-Fi or wireless access point, all built into this one box, all right? Right off the bat, this little brain that's in that box is trying to do so many different things at the same time. And what happens when you do that? You do none of them well. And that's the main issue with most people's network stuff, is that kind of thing. And they're, and you're paying rental on that. Number one, you could just go buy that box.
You can. You can go buy your own router.
You
can absolutely
buy it. You got to buy from an authorized reseller. You got to buy from somebody who can turn it on, but depending on which provider you have and which services you have from that provider. But yes, you can absolutely.
So why
buy
wouldn't
it.
You do that to save money instead of renting
because
it?
Because it's
on
easy to pay $12 a month instead of paying $150 up front or something. I don't have the answer. It's just easier. And they don't mention it. You mean you
got to
know?
Yeah, they don't.
You
got to
know. You got to do it. So what you want to do is you want to separate those things. You want a modem. You want a router. You want switches to divide the signal, and you want wireless access points distributed throughout the house, whether it's one or two, or sometimes, depending on the size of the house, three or four. Mm-hmm. You want them to work together and create Wi-Fi everywhere. But basically, all of your main components, everything that you're streaming from, you want wired. Any hardline computers, you want wired. You want wired Cat 6 or Cat 7 now to go to all of those locations, because wire is way, 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 way faster than Wi-Fi and much more reliable, right?
Yes,
Wi-Fi
absolutely.
Is how you access it. So you use Wi-Fi to control things. So your iPad and your phone, and to control the, like we control the lights in your house. We control your cameras. We control your stereo systems and surround systems, all the blinds and anything you want to control, you can control. And that's all done Wi-Fi for the most part. But you have to have the right network infrastructure. And that's where people's issues are almost, I don't know, we take 5-10 phone calls a day on people with Wi-Fi issues and network issues.
Because no one knows who to ask.
Correct.
The little guys, those are the guys to ask.
And you asked about an extender. When you plug an extender, what's called an extender, into the system, the throughput is 50%. So whatever speed you were getting coming in, it's half of that coming out. So automatically your performance is down.
You'll get on the wireless network, but it's not going to be
as quick.
You
may get on, but it's going to be way slower. So, and some providers are way, you know, the cable companies have the best internet service, right? They have the highest speeds and the best performance. The satellite dish people, they're only if that's all I can get option, right? And then you have UVerse, which is getting better, and depending on how close you are to a box, it can be okay. But for the most part, your cable guys have the best service. So.
And there what is impressive to me is, Jim, what do we have? We have Netflix, we have Hulu, we have all these separate accounts, and yet I'm still paying like over $300 a month for stuff we don't even use.
So the, great solution. This, and bringing back a name that people haven't heard for a while or whatever, but TiVo is the answer to that. TiVo's boxes that are currently available have hard drives built into them, have between 4 and 6 tuners built into them. The TiVo service is about $15 a month. You can still buy a lifetime thing, but it's about $15 a month, and it includes all of your boxes. So you have one main unit, right, that has 4 to 6 tuners in it, depending on which one it is. Mm-hmm. It has all those things you talked about, Hulu, Netflix, all the apps, and, you know, you can do all the internet stuff, streaming stuff, and you no longer have to pay for your cable box. All the cable boxes go away. So the main unit is somewhere between $300 and $600.
Yeah.
And the minis, which go by all the other TVs,
right,
are $150.
So okay, already that's 2 months of our cable bill.
That's it.
And so, here's the thing, though, that always confuses me about divorcing from a provider like that, is how do I get my sports?
Well, you're not divorcing from the provider. You're still going to pay Comcast a monthly fee for your channels, but you're not going to pay them the rental on those boxes. And the rental on the boxes is the killer. I did one for somebody the other day. Their bill, their cable bill, their rental bill was over $225 a month. The rental bill, their total cable was like $400. Mm-hmm. But $220-something in
just for the rental, not the programming.
9 DVRs in the house or 8 DVRs in the house or whatever. We switch it to TiVo. There's an expenditure up front, right? But the one, actually in their case, 2 cable cards are $5 a month each. And that's it.
Yeah.
Instead of 12 to 15, depending on your package, some of those DVRs are $20. So, you know, between $12 and $20 a month for each box, and you pay for it in a year and a half, depending on how many boxes you have. It could be a year and it could be 2 years, but you pay for it, and the performance from the TiVo box is significantly better than the performance from the cable boxes. And yes, it's better than the X1s and all the new formats that they're all trying to talk about. The TiVo box is the way to go.
Is that little TiVo guy back?
The little TiVo guy
so
is
cute.
Sort of there. He's sort of there. It's not a big push anymore, but he is sort of there. And TiVo is what it was in terms of really easy to interface with, really easy to use, just so intuitive. I mean, it's so cool. It's so much fun.
Oh, we got a clean house.
And
we
even
really
more
do.
Important, you can take it with you on the road. Anything you want to watch that's on your any of your channels, any of your stuff, all you do is take your iPad, your phone, you pair it to it, and anywhere you are where there's Wi-Fi, you can get a signal.
You can watch what's on your TiVo. I love it. All right, Little Guys, thelittleguys.com, thelittleguys.com. You have to put the in there. 19031 Old LaGrange Road in Mokena. His name is David Wexler. And very quickly, is there anything that you wanted to touch on that we didn't get to today?
You can email info@thelittleguys.com with any of your questions. You can call the store at 708-754-8844. And you can stop in at the store. We're open Monday through Thursday, 10 until 6. Friday and Saturday, 10 until 5. We will come out to you. If we need to come out, take a look, do a walkthrough, check out your place, figure out what's next, how do we make it better, and it's everything from simple to the extreme. If you just need a Blu-ray player, you just need your network worked on, that's great. If you want us to create lighting throughout the house, work with your architect, your designer, your builder, whoever it is, you do a new construction, we do it all, and we do it all in-house. We don't use outside contractors for anything except for huge electrical jobs. But otherwise, it's all done by us, our own in-house programming, our own in-house staff. And Wendy, as you've experienced, we have the absolute best installers, the best programmers, and we're always there for you. So
total pros.
Absolutely. It. And I just will warn you, if you do go out to see them in Mokena, be prepared to stay for a while and be prepared to make a huge Christmas list because you will want everything there.
Listen to the new Dolby Atmos. The Dolby Atmos theater is set up. You got to come in and listen to Atmos. Music and movies. We got a couple different Atmos setups where you can really experience over the head sound, all around you sound, just amazing stuff.
Jim may want to rent that out when he gets the new Star Wars DVD. And
this is true. This is true.
Bring that thing in. We'll crank her out.
All right, David, thank you so much. We have so many texts and so many callers that we couldn't get to. So again, 708-754-8844. You can call David or anyone else at The Little Guys or go to thelittleguys.com.
You got it.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Hope Santa's good to you.
You too.
We'll take a quick break. Back with news with Kim Gordon next, 720 WGN. It is 720 WGN, your Star Wars station. Wendy Snyder here, and my husband Jimmy Mack is here. And how are you, Jim?
I'm doing great. I love the music.
Really? That doesn't surprise me. Now, let me start by saying you host Rebel Force Radio. You co-host it with your partner, Jason Swank. I like to tease you about that. And Rebel Force Radio is available at WGNplus.com.
Yes.
There is a special Star Wars guest, Taylor Gray, in the studio with us, and I just thought maybe I would hand it over to you and let you talk to Taylor.
Well, that's awesome. How's it going, Taylor?
It's great. Thank you guys for having me, trying to stay warm in here.
Now, Taylor Gray is the voice of Ezra Bridger on Star Wars Rebels, the current and very hot Star Wars animated TV show on Disney XD.
Which I saw when we were in Disney for Star Wars days or whatever it is, Star Wars weekend.
Right.
They put a little trailer on, and I said, I could get into this.
Yeah, actually, you know, Taylor, you play Ezra Bridger. You get it, Taylor Bridger.
Yes.
Trager or whatever I just called you. But it's really great that you are providing voice to a character in a show that's kind of a gateway for young fans to get interested in the Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. I've been saying it's amazing when we go to these events and meet fans. Half of them are kids, as you would expect. But then the other half are adults who have been watching Star Wars for years. And it's so cool to see parents saying, oh, I love this show. I love watching it with my kids and being able to show them what I grew up with Star Wars. And Star Wars is one of the biggest cinema pop culture things in the world, so it's amazing.
All right, but let me ask you this.
Yes.
Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
22.
All right, you're young. Kevin, we found someone younger than you. Our producer's 28. But so Star Wars to you is probably very different than it is to you, my husband, Jimmy Mack.
Of course, I'm a kid from the 70s, so I grew up with the original
right.
Star Wars films. I'm original trilogy, original generation.
Oh, you're original, all right.
I grew up with seeing kids in school with their lunchboxes and T-shirts, but I hadn't even seen all the movies. The first three predated me, and I'm now coming into it and trying to learn as quickly as possible. And it's fun to talk to fans and hear their sentiments because they have been watching it forever and they know a lot more than I do.
And what is amazing to me is, you know, a lot of people say that a lot of women say they're a sports widow. I think I'm kind of a Star Wars widow, if you want to know the truth, because you are so into Star Wars, Jim. And what's so cool is to see the huge amounts of Star Wars fans. They are so loyal. They are so into it. And that is so impressive to me.
Absolutely. Taylor was out in Anaheim earlier this year for a giant Star Wars convention called Star Wars Celebration. Over 60,000 Star Wars fans all gathered together for one weekend. That had to have had a huge impact on you, Taylor.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I didn't know that even existed. And then you're thrown into it and you realize there's people from Germany coming, the UK, all across the world. And they
worldwide.
Come for, just for this one, it's like 3 days, but it's unbelievable. They know everything about Star Wars. It's its own club and it's welcoming to everybody. So it's one of the most amazing things I've ever seen.
How does it feel to play Ezra Bridger? Because he's kind of smoking hot for a cartoon.
For a cartoon.
That's hilarious. It's super fun. I want to do a live action version of Ezra. I think that'd be, but we have an amazing cast and it's been a blast working on.
And of course, in addition to voice work, you also do on camera work as well. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything that you're currently working on right now?
Yeah, I had a movie that was just out in theaters 2 months ago about Walt Disney. It's called Walt Before Mickey.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it was in that film. And then I just shot another one that has not been released yet, the details, but that will come out soon. I just finished filming it. But yeah, it's been fun. And this is the first anime show, and it's unbelievable learning how to... I'm impressed by behind the mic. You have to do so much more because you can't use your body, do you know what I mean? So it's just your voice. I'm blown away by that. Radio.
What's funny to see is, you know, I've been on the radio a long time, and now when I talk, I move my hands, but when I first started out, you just kind of, it's weird, you're talking in a microphone, you don't want to move, but you have to move to emote.
Oh, yeah, they were like, the first take I ever did of the show, we did it, and they were like, that's unbelievable, awesome job, everybody, but hey, Taylor, do you mind looking at the mic? Because I was here, I was there, and they were like, you acted it great, but we couldn't hear half of it, and so it's been a process of learning how to be behind the mic, which you guys do very impressively.
Well,
we've both been in radio a long time, and so Jim, you know that we have to take a break, and then when we come back, you're going to talk to Taylor Gray about the reason he's in town, and we will find out more about that next on 720 WGN. It's Wendy Snyder here, and in the studio with us right now, one of the hosts of Rebel Force Radio, which is a podcast you can find on WGNplus.com. He's my husband. He's Jimmy Mack. And with us today is Taylor Gray. I will throw it to you guys, but first I want to say Chicago Wolves Star Wars Day is happening this weekend. It's Sunday. There are just a few tickets left. I think there are 40 tickets left to the meet and greet with Taylor Gray at 3 p.m. on Sunday, but plenty of other seats open to be part of the whole Star Wars extravaganza. You can call 1-800-THE-WOLVES and ask to talk to Kayla. That's 1-800-THE-WOLVES. And if you want to get in on the meet and greet, again, only 40 tickets left, so hop in right now, 3 p.m. on Sunday. But in addition to the meet and greet and the game, there's going to be Jedi training, special lightsabers for purchase, pictures with the 501st, which is a bunch of stormtroopers. I find that to be a very sexy garb, the stormtrooper.
See, you like the cod piece, admit it.
I do, maybe a little bit. All right, so you and Jimmy Mack, you're going to be out there. Taylor, you're going to be out there. Tell us about what's going on with the Chicago Wolves Star Wars
Day. Yeah, this is going to be a blast. A special Star Wars event prior to the game. And that's great. Tickets are still available. So we encourage everyone to go to ChicagoWolves.com and purchase those tickets. Come hang out with me and Taylor. I'm actually emceeing the event. Taylor, you came into town specifically for this event, correct?
Oh, yeah.
So this is fantastic. Are you a big hockey fan?
I am actually a huge hockey fan. And now my AHL team is the Chicago Wolves.
There we go.
I got a jersey this morning that says gray, which I will be rocking for the next couple days.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Very nice. And a little bit of trivia. Star Wars Rebels supervising director and executive producer Dave Filoni. Yeah. Creator.
Mastermind.
The guy with the hat.
The guy with the hat. He was personally mentored by George Lucas, mm-hmm. Dave Filoni, and he's Taylor's boss on Rebels, mm-hmm. and he is a huge hockey fan from Pittsburgh, a big Penguins fan, and actually still plays. He still gets into the goal and takes a barrage.
And wears the
pucks.
Cowboy hat while he's playing.
An artist. He's an animator, so he paints his whole mask.
So it's amazing, and also Dave is a big supporter of wildlife, and specifically wild wolves, and he studies them and travels the world to go admire them in their natural habitat. So we're combining two of your boss's favorite passions, hockey and wolves. So we
Which is a smart employee when you think
oh,
about
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? I'm sending all of these pictures to him, and he will love it.
But we're going to have a great time. Taylor's going to do a meet and greet, and there's going to be a costume contest. We're judges.
Oh, love
so,
that.
And I'm taking this very seriously, Taylor. So
don't think I'm not as well.
I would not assume.
And the meet and greet is at 3 p.m. on Sunday. Only 40 tickets left. And I'm sure now there's only 30 tickets left because we mentioned it. So if you want to be part of that, call 1-800-THE-WOLVES right now and ask to speak to Kayla. But really, plenty of other seats. If you can't make the meet and greet, maybe you're working till 3. Come on out for the game because there's going to be a whole lot of fun. My co-host, Bill Leff, is on vacation this week. And I read something in your bio. It's on IMDb, which is usually correct. Wikipedia, always wrong.
Okay.
You are a table tennis player?
Yes.
Ping pong. Bill loves to play ping pong, so I wish you guys could have met. But I heard rumors that you got kicked out of the ping pong association or something. What happened with this?
I don't know about kicked out. That was a rumor that was started. So in my dressing room of a different show that I had worked on.
Okay.
We had a ping pong table, and every guest that guest star on the show would come in and play, and we would play. And this is not braggadocious. I didn't lose it. We didn't like. There was a tally. There was one tally for the one game that I lost. We'd played probably like 750 games of ping pong on that table, and now it is somewhere in a closet.
But what about this illegal serving that I hear of?
That's someone being foolish, and they're taking
okay.
out.
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to get to the bottom of this.
No, that's someone just making a little joke, and okay. they got it on there somehow.
Well, what I bring this up because when Bill comes back and you're back in town, you guys have got to play ping pong against each other.
That would be great. We could set a table up right out there in the plaza
Pioneer
here.
Court, yeah.
And I bet you would smoke him.
Oh, I don't know. Bill is really good.
It sounds like he is, but I got the force.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Hey, you know, doing the voice of a Star Wars character in an animated show, do people sometimes get confused with all this Star Wars hype going on nowadays? The big film is opening next month, The Force Awakens, which you are not directly associated with. Do people come to you and say, thinking you're going to be in that film?
Oh, yeah. They assume everything Star Wars you're a part of. And, right. Like, the last little press triangle we did, someone was like, Kylo Ren, that's Ezra. Like, mm-hmm. There's all of these theories, which is amazing because Star Wars fans, they will dive into it every which way, which makes it fun for everyone.
I would love to see somehow the voice actors in Star Wars animation cross over into the live action.
Me
and
too.
Get in front of the camera.
Of course,
I'm sure
you
would
like to see
I'm
that.
Sure you would.
It is a pleasure meeting you. You're a fine young man, and it looks like your acting career is just beginning to smoke. It really is. You are just getting started.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. It's been so fun.
Yes.
And you can watch Taylor Gray on Star Wars Rebels. He voices Ezra Bridger. You can also see that Walt Disney movie.
Yeah.
Say that again.
That Walt Before Mickey. It's coming out on DVD first or second week of December.
Absolutely cool. And we look forward to seeing a lot more of you. Again, it is Chicago Wolves Star Wars Day, and only 40 tickets left to meet Taylor Gray, 3 p.m. on Sunday, but plenty of other great seats available. You can call 1-800-THE-WOLVES, 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Ask for Kayla, and you're going to take part in some of the Jedi training and all that other stuff as well, right?
Yep.
Nice. Me too.
You are too?
Yes,
yep.
I am. Yes, I am.
The duo. The dynamic duo.
Excellent.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
And thanks, Jimmy Mack. Your job is done. I really appreciate it. I'm sure this will be part of Rebel Force Radio, which you can find at WGNplus.com. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne.
720 WGN. Well, welcome to a Friday, the Friday before the big snow. Can we talk about all things we need to know for possibly the largest first snow since 1940?
No.
The first accumulating snow of the season begins Friday night, heaviest to fall during the night, and will persist through the day Saturday. Winter storm warning in effect from 9 p.m. Friday through 3 p.m. Saturday for the entire Chicagoland area.
Mm-hmm.
It's Wendy Snyder here. It's Steve Bertrand, who was going to go to Wisconsin to catch the Northwestern Wisconsin game. What? Who are they playing?
Yeah,
the
Northwestern Cats? And Wisconsin playing football tomorrow, 2:30. And I've always been told, if you know, it's just the greatest thing in the world, and who better to see them play than Northwestern? But it's just not going to work. So that's okay. I enjoy early season snowstorms. And if it's going to be on a Saturday morning, what better?
I'm so with you on that. Even Friday overnight, it's not supposed to start till after the evening rush.
Sure.
Which on Friday sometimes goes till 9 o'clock.
Yeah. But so, you know, all right. So it's going to be snowy tomorrow. I mean, sure, some people will have events. Wait, and I'm having one. So
yes. And a lot of people work on weekends too, you know. So. But still, Saturday, I feel like, you know, less traffic for the most part, so they're going to be able to keep up. They're
Take
ready.
Take the kids out sledding, you know, it won't be so cold.
Can I make a confession?
Sure.
Because I use the microphone as a confessional a lot of the times.
I know, that's what I like about you.
Thank you. I know, too much information. I have never taken my kids sledding, ever.
Oh, I cannot believe you just admitted that. That's terrible.
I know.
What a terrible person you must be.
Have you taken yours?
I'm sure I have. Yeah. No, yeah, we went sledding. But it's more, you know, sledding is one of those things, too, that it's an independent thing. It's one of the first things I think kids go out and do on their own.
My kids
didn't. You know,
without
their parents? They never were sledders?
I have to tell you the honest to God truth here. I was, when the blizzard of 67 came, I was little. But I remember the towering piles of snow, the mountains, if you will. And that was fun to go play in. I'm not a very big winter activity girl.
No.
I much rather do things when it's cooler out or in the summer, go swimming. But winter, I've never skied.
I'm not a skier. I don't enjoy skiing.
Cross-country skiing to me seems silly.
I did it for a few times and enjoyed it. But then my wife really enjoys cross-country skiing. So Maybe she does it because I don't like it.
Bingo. How many years did it take you to figure that out?
But, you know, I was laughing when you were talking about sledding, because when my kids went, and it really is just sliding off the side of an overpass hill.
Which is terribly dangerous, don't you? So you didn't take them to a toboggan place?
No, there are none anymore. No, this isn't dangerous. It's like the town place where everyone goes. But my son used to call it when he was little, Bloodhead Hill, because he was at the bottom of it one time, and I don't know if it was his sister or someone else just plowed into him, flipped him over, and he cut his head. So it was always Bloodhead Hill. Where are you going to go sledding? Bloodhead Hill.
I brought this up on the air a couple years ago, and people were shocked. But I mean, they went sledding with other people.
It's just, you know.
It's just we don't do really any. We make a snowman almost every year.
Outside?
Yeah. No.
Good.
I just get an ice machine and then make Slurpees out of it.
Well, I don't think you should be forced to do things with your kids if you don't want to do them. I don't think you should be guilted into that.
But they don't. It's not like they're going, come on, Mom, take us.
Right.
They don't. And, you know, again, remember that indoor video games happened since our kids were born.
So they could do indoor video game sledding.
Right.
Same thing.
Or the NHL hockey game, you know.
Put the mittens on. Do you have to play it with mittens?
No, but you raise an interesting competition that might happen this winter. They're predicting significant accumulation as deep as 8 to 10 inches for the north, northwest, and west suburbs. Smaller accumulation in the south and southwest, according to the National Weather Service. And the largest snowfall of November, 4.8 inches, took place 75 years ago on November 14th, 1940.
Do you remember that storm?
Mm-mm.
No. right. And so, you know, What I thought when you said, can I tell you everything, you know, either you're going to tell me, like, you know, to put an extra coat in your car and to
dress in layers.
Dress in layers. I'm like, okay, fine. I don't need to be told that. I hate those stories.
No, I just wanted to find out when the last snowfall, because this is very early.
And it's
typically
just a snowfall. It's not like, you know, it's
a weekend of.
Or a blizzard, right. You know, that's followed by high winds or anything. Nothing like that. It's just going to fall. We're going to enjoy it, and it's going to melt for Thanksgiving.
Which I would be okay if it didn't melt for Thanksgiving. I would like to see it on the grassy knolls and on Bloodhead Hill, but I would not like to see it on the street. I think it would just be pretty on Thanksgiving when you're traveling. The roads are all clear, but there's still some nice white snow, not the dirty snow, on the grassy areas. I think that would be pretty.
We'll go put a plaque up. This is the earliest children have ever sledded on Bloodhead Hill.
I don't think that this is all that early. I've never seen snow on like Halloween before.
No, but this is the first
significant snowstorm.
As far as this is the heaviest, earliest snow predicted.
Yeah. The first measurable snow snowing in my mouth right now. The first measurable snowflow.
She's
told
not
you I'm
tired
exhausted.
At all. No.
I got up at 5:30 this morning to do my little weather hit on the Weather Channel.
And yeah, I watched that on the website.
And our boss, Todd Manley, watched it and said, oh, you didn't zhuzh your hair?
He said that?
I said, did you just ask me that? He goes, I don't know what the word is. And I said, well, no, I didn't. I woke up early. So what are you going to do? But that will be up, if it isn't already, at WGNradio.com. My first appearance on the Weather Channel. I'm a total weather geek. But the first measurable snowfall in Chicago on average occurs November 16th. So Kevin's right.
No. But
making
this
the weekend snow a bit late. We've also had a warmer than usual October. The latest seasonal snowfall was in 2012 on December 20th. Earliest was October 12th in 2006.
Yeah, but this, I think what they're talking about now, and they're finessing it, but it's the first. It's the biggest early.
First major.
Right.
They have a lot of firsts.
No,
they make up stuff.
Just, Steve, I'm right. You're wrong. Just let it go. I'm right.
What happened to the two peas in the pod for the first half of
the
show?
Well, I'm the right pea.
You are right, pea. You're right.
I'm the right pod.
Yep.
All right. You are the right P. That reminds me of something. I am sending you a link to put on our Facebook page, Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder. Bill is back on Monday. When we're going to take a break, and then we are going to talk about these sweet little kids who have written little letters. I got to tell you, when we're going to put the tree up, I'm going to take all these little ornaments that the kids made, you know, and there's some Thanksgiving ornaments that we have where they do their hand and make a turkey out of it. I saved all that stuff. I would decorate with it on the Thanksgiving table. And
see, we didn't save my kids, but I have all mine when I was a kid because mine were better than what my kids made. So,
okay, Steve, I hope they're not listening. They're at school though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're safe. But these are cute little spelling mistakes that little kids made, and it's written in all little kids' language or crayons and markers and little kids' penmanship. But I have to tell you, some of these I can't even read on the air. They're so dirty. So we will read
you
the
mean
ones we can't.
Accidentally dirty?
Yes, but they're so sweet, and it really made me laugh. And kids are what it's all about. Do you know that children are our future?
Yes, they are.
All right, 312-981-7200, Wendy Snyder, Steve Bertrand, 720 WGN. We are going to be talking to Bobby Slayton. He is going to be appearing in town this weekend, and I will have that information a little bit later, evidently. Bobby Slayton in, and we're also going to talk about the lava lamp celebrating 50 years. Before we get there, though, I want to talk about these cute little kids. These are spelling mistakes. We're going to put a link on our Facebook page, Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder. Some of them, it's already up there. I cannot read on the air. This says, I have been a good girl, die Santa. I don't know what she was trying to say, but that's what she said. This is a kid who drew a picture of his father with a chef hat on,
mm-hmm.
and instead of writing "my dad is the best cook ever," it's a nasty word. So I can't.
I think we can figure that one out.
Okay, how about this one?
Cook. No.
No, okay. A dirty word.
Okay.
Are you really not figuring it out?
No, I'm
not. Oh, okay, because you're just being difficult. This was written, I think, to a teacher, and it's "I love you, Miss," and Miss is spelled M-I-S, and the last name is the S word. I love you, Miss.
Right.
S word. I wonder what her real name is.
I think my brother had her when he was in first grade.
There's a little kid again. This is these are cute little things that little kids wrote. This little girl is beautiful. She's wearing a little Santa hat. She has drawn a picture of Santa, and her sign simply says "I love Satan," because you know she just
messed up a couple letters.
Yeah, I love Satan. Oh boy, from ViralNova.com. This says you're supposed to. Good morning, class. Today is a free write day. You may choose your own topic to write about in your journal. So this looks to be, you know, how when we were in like maybe second, third grade, there was a giant lined paper and there were actually three lines with like a dotted line in the middle. Yes.
For the capitals or for the...
Exactly. And this kid has fantastic printing and it says, "Tomorrow I am not going to be here because I'm going to be in," I think he meant Virginia, but he put something else.
No, he
and
didn't.
Capitalized it. Yes, he did. Natalie shared something with her journal. It says, "Today is my brother's birthday, and then my S word is purple." I think she meant shirt.
You sure it was a mistake?
I don't know if you ate the Halloween Whopper.
Right.
That was what's definitely happening.
Maybe she was screaming out for an investigation.
Somebody was talking about their favorite president, and they wrote April Ham Lincoln. April Ham Lincoln.
My daughter had a friend at Montessori school when she was very young, and she'd come home and she'd say, "Oh, French Jessica did this," and... "Well, French Jessica, she's going here for Christmas," and French Jessica, and we're like, you know, who is this French Jessica? And the girl's name was Francesca.
That's adorable. It really is. I mean, come on, these are innocent things. Like this little girl who She is smiling really, really big, and there's a dry erase board, and she wrote something and was going to hang it in the kitchen, and it says, "I love my whore family." I'm sorry, these kids are so cute. There's something about Buzz Lightyear that I can't read on the air. This one, I don't know. Again, I think shirt was meant to be said, and it says, "To Mom, thank you for the shirt spelled wrong. I love you, Mom."
See, always seeing the positive, even in the shirt gift, the purple shirt gift.
Yes. Do you like getting shirts? Because as a kid, I know you would look for toys on Christmas, and whenever it was a clothes box, you would kind of, your smile would just kind of dissolve.
No, it would be fake. You'd keep the smile really, it'd get even bigger. Like if you had an aunt and uncle who would always give you, you knew which aunts or uncles were going to give you the dog gift, but you'd smile. Like my son was really good at that. "Oh, thanks. Now I have two of these."
That's pretty sweet, though. You taught them well.
Well, it's sweet in a, right.
I mean, you taught your kids not to lie. You're not supposed to lie.
Then he threw it across the room.
My sister to this day does this with the kids' birthdays, and sometimes with Jimmy Mac's birthdays or Christmas. She will put a toy, or in Jim's case, a Star Wars action figure, in what appears to be a clothes box. So then when they go to open it, they're already thinking, "Oh, yeah, all right, let's get the fake smile on." And then lo and behold, it's something pretty real. Yep. All right, cute little things that we wanted to share. You can go to Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on our Facebook page. And there are some really, really harsh words written by these cute little kids surrounded by little Hello Kitty stickers and pretty little pictures. But kids say the darndest things, Steve Bertrand. It's 720. It's WGN. Got a good feeling.
I don't know the next line.
We're taking the easy way out.
Oh,
that's
I got
the
a good
story
feeling.
Of my life. Do you know what was made and headquartered here in the Chicago metro area since 1965?
Oscar Mayer hot dogs.
That was a great guess.
Thanks.
How about the lava lamp?
Mm.
The lava lamp, headquartered in Elk Grove Village, is having a special 50th anniversary. Involving some Beatles activity. Clay Farnsworth on the line with us. You are the CEO of Lava Light, and thank you for being with us. Hello, Clay.
Well, so far it's going swimmingly.
All right, we'll call him back. I could tell he was, on the phone in a car. He's back? All right. He just couldn't hear me. Maybe it's because I speak so quietly.
Hi there.
Hi, Clay. How are you?
How are you, Wendy?
We're doing good. Steve Bertrand is here. Clay Farnsworth is the CEO of Lava Light.
It's Lava Lamp.
That's what I thought. Lava Lamp, as Lava Lamp is celebrating its 50th anniversary. There is a special 50th anniversary Lava Lamp that I'm looking at right now with kind of a brass base and purplish and red globs in it, let's just say. I know it's lava.
We call them blobs.
Oh, you do?
We call them blobs.
Okay.
Right away goes Rodell Science on you.
Can I tell you, though, I have this particular lamp that doesn't say 50 on it, but I have that original lamp that was made probably, was that one of the first ones you guys manufactured in 1965?
Well, you know, the product was first introduced in the United States in 1965. It was actually started in the UK in 1963. A guy named Edward Craven Walker invented it, and he based it originally on an egg timer, and then it was seen at a trade show. It was called the Astro Lamp, and a couple of entrepreneurs saw it and bought the U.S. rights to manufacture it. And then they sold it to a guy named High Specter, who brought it to Chicago. And our factory originally was at Addison and Polina in the Lakeview area. And I'm a old-time Chicago boy who, when I would walk to high school when I was a teenager, would pass this factory every day. I went to Lakeview High School.
And did you have your own lava lamp?
Of course I did.
We all did.
We all did. But here's the thing that's really exciting for us. You know, while we like to think of the product sometimes as a retro product, our biggest demographic is the younger people, 18 to 34 years old, and our growth is in the 18 to 24 demo. The kids love it.
I have a 16-year-old son who's a musician. He loves the Beatles, and he has been asking me for a lava lamp for so long, and thankfully I waited long enough. Tell us about this new Beatles line that you have for the special 50th anniversary of lava lamps.
Well, what we ended up doing here is we put together something with the Beatles, not only here but in the UK, and we introduced five different lamps, and they're all based on Beatles albums. We have two yellow submarine lamps. We have a rubber sole, a Sergeant Pepper, and we also have a help. And if you think about it, we're having our 50th anniversary this year, but between 1964 and 1969, every year is a 50th anniversary for the Beatles, whether it's the first time coming here and being on the Ed Sullivan Show or being at Shea Stadium, or, you know, the Sgt. Pepper album. So this is the first in a series of ours, and you know, you can get them at retailers like Spencer Gift or Amazon.com or on our own website, which is Lavalamp.com. I got to get the commercials in there. You know that.
And that's fine, because I am on Lavalamp.com right now, and I am spinning the wheel of facts. And that is so fun to play with. You just spin it, and here's one of the facts that came up. 2003. The Colossus, a 4-foot-tall lava lamp, is introduced to the public. This is the largest fully functioning lava lamp ever made. My question to you, Clay, is how long does it take to heat up?
Okay, it depends on the size.
All right. Well, no, I know, but the 4-foot one, I bet that took a couple days to heat up.
I actually have the 4-foot one in my office. By the way, we're in Elk Grove Village, right outside Chicago. I actually have that one in my office, and it takes about 3.5 hours to heat up. It comes with what they call a resistor switch, though, so that you can actually turn it down so it's kind of simmering, if you will, and you don't have to start up all over again. But the more standard lava lamps, like we have 11.5-inch or 14.5-inch, those are anywhere from 2 to 2.5 hours. But as I said to somebody recently, it's worth the wait.
Absolutely. We have a bunch of them, thanks to you guys, all around the studio. So if you're looking at us online at WGNradio.com, you see all these lava lamps, and we plugged them in this morning, and they are smoking. And I don't mean smoking like there's a malfunction.
No, there's no smoking. They're not smoking.
I mean, it's just so cool, and they're so relaxing.
Well, you know, I'm glad you said that, because we've done research, consumer research, with another Chicago firm, Leo J. Shapiro & Associates, where we asked, what's the appeal of lava lamp? And 50% of the time, people use them as a therapeutic device. It relaxes them. It soothes them. I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but oftentimes when you go to a dentist's office, they use a lava lamp to calm down the patients. The other thing is that 70% of the time, a lava lamp is used in a bedroom. So it's a very relaxing product, and I'm glad you brought that up.
You said earlier that you were growing, I think it was among 18 to 24-year-olds, and you said you thought it was a retro product, but I'm growing here. Do those young people buying it, are they buying it to look retro, or do they consider it a brand new thing?
I think that there's a combination of both there. I think that, of course, you know, they like the fact that this thing has deep roots, but they're buying it because they like the product and it's decorative. One of the things we've done over the years, in addition to the Beatles products, and I do encourage your listeners to go to our site, lavalamp.com, to see all of the different varieties that we have, we've gotten into decorator-type products.
Absolutely.
Where we've got multiple colors, and one of our most successful and popular lamps is called the Rainbow, and you can find this at places like a Walmart, and of course, I always want to plug our website, lavalamp.com, and the Rainbow is multiple colors, not only on the base and the cap, but we call, other people might think of it as a bottle, we call it a globe, uh-huh. And that's multiple colors. So we have white wax inside, and as the wax moves, it looks like it's changing colors, and the kids love that. They just love the colors and the excitement of that.
So I'm just thinking, though, if they considered something new and hip, I might try to sell my black light maybe on eBay.
I was thinking, why is there not a black light lava lamp?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because we are working on for next year what we call black light reactive paint, where we'll be able to use it.
Nice, the posters.
Another one we're going to have is called chalkboard, where you could actually have a chalkboard and leave messages for people, or kids can do it, can write on the chalkboard. And here's another thing we've done with the lava lamp that's kind of fun. I always want to say, too, that it is, we have a registered trademark for both the shape and the name. There's only one lava lamp, and that's us. No one else can call it. Often imitated, never duplicated. But one of the things that we did, this iconic shape that we have and have had for 50 years, in the last couple of years, we've not only gone with our traditional wax and liquid combination, we've created lamps that have, we call them our fun line, volcano inside, a tornado inside, an aquarium inside.
Oh, my God. I cannot. I am obsessed with tornadoes. I'm fearful of them, but they intrigue the hell out of me. How cool is that?
And you've got to see, if you go on the website, you've got to see the volcano, because it's got 300 globules that come up out of this volcano and keep recirculating, and they change colors all the time. One other thing we have that's really cool, again in the shape, is what we call the party mixer. The party mixer is kind of like a disco ball in the lava shape, but you can use your smart device. It's Bluetooth, and you can play music through it, and you can use it with either an Apple or an Android type phone. It's fantastic. People love it.
So you are a genius.
Your product
is
valuable. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, I'm just gushing, because seriously, a lava lamp is cool to begin with, but now with all these different types of lava lamps, really genius, Clay Farnsworth.
Well, maximum credit to our marketing department. They do a fantastic job.
Well, I like the idea, though, that your product is of value not just for what is inside of it, but you're marketing the shape of it too, and controlling the marketing of the shape of it. Right?
Oh, that's my fault.
Oh,
yes.
Good. I was
Are
afraid
there,
to ask a
Clay?
Really stupid
I'm
question.
Totally
right? And so you're not only concerned with what it looks like inside, you're protecting the shape of your product too.
Absolutely. No one else can use that shape, and we protect it vigorously.
And did you say an aquarium?
Yeah. What you have, it's not real fish. Let me say this.
Okay, thank
fish.
You.
It is, I don't want to say fake fish. It's plastic fish. But it has the effect of them swimming and having fun inside the aquarium. And you can find the aquarium at a lot of Walmart stores. Another commercial.
Someone texted us. What's your website?
Lavalamp.com.
Yeah, I'm just kidding you.
I do want to tell you, too, that you were talking about the 50th anniversary. We went with a gold color because that's 50th, and one of our other customers is having a terrific promotion this year celebrating our 50th anniversary. That's Spencer Gifts. I don't want to forget them.
But
they
someone,
do a great job for
someone did text, and they asked, it's a pretty good question, because obviously these things need to heat up, and every time I get close to them, Wendy says, don't touch it. Someone texted and said, is it okay to leave it on all the time?
It is, but let me say this. You guys are familiar with Underwriters Laboratories, and
sure.
and we everything we do is UL listed, et cetera. And they get warm, okay, because they use an incandescent bulb to heat up the lamp. But, if you're going to stand there with your hand on it, it'll get a little bit hot. But it's not dangerous in any way, shape, or form. We sell millions of these, and retailers like Walmart and Target and Kmart and Menards and Meijer and Home Depot and Toys R Us all carry them, and there's never a problem with the heat.
He's the CEO of Lava Lamp. Can you tell? He's Clay Farnsworth, mentioning all these retailers. But I say you go to lavalamp.com and look at all the, really designer colors. Because, when you guys first started, there weren't that many different colors. It was just pretty much, I actually think mine was clear liquid with just red blobs or globs. What do you call them again?
Blobs. Okay. B-L-O-B. we have a studio here where we take pictures. We call it Blob Studios.
I love it. But now there are so many colors that you can choose from. There's silver. There's all different colors. The rainbows, the Beatles one.
The rainbow looks like that. What was that? Remember that sucker that would have like a rainbow sucker?
Like a lollipop?
Sure, yeah.
That's what the rainbow one looks like to me.
Next year, I mentioned chalkboard. We're also introducing something called alien abduction lamp, where you basically have a swirling alien that's abducted by outer space people. It's inside the lamp. And one other thing I want to mention is that, we do all kinds of wonderful lava lamps, but we're also going to be introducing what we call Bright Source, our conventional lighting line. And we're actually going to combine a traditional lamp with a lava lamp. We've done research on this. business, and consumers love the idea of being able to, you know, use a lamp for, you know, traditional lighting and be able to read or illuminate the room that they're in, as well as having the relaxing lava lamp. We're putting them both together, and that's going to open us up to a bigger market.
So the lava lamp part would be like in the stem of the standing lamp?
Correct, down below, and then you'd have a shade on top.
Dig it. I got to start talking like this again. It's so groovy. My question to you, Clay, is the incandescent bulbs that make the lava heat up, mm-hmm. aren't they going away?
We do 25 and 40 watt, so we're still legal.
Okay, because that was my concern, because it's right. really hard to find just a regular incandescent bulb in, you know, regular size 60 watts. So I was concerned about that. I also wanted to share a text that we got from someone who just went in to their kids' fifth grade teachers' conference. Mm-hmm. His name is Mike. He's in Lake Zurich, and he says, hello, I was just at my fifth graders' conference with his teacher today. He filled out a form to share that answered what was his favorite thing this year at school. It was in science and learning how a lava lamp works.
Oh.
You may have another customer.
Oh, there you go. Well, should I tell you the secret recipe?
Yeah.
Okay. A lava lamp contains 10 ingredients, and just like Colonel Sanders, some of them are top secret. Three of the ingredients are a multi-wax mixture with chlorinated paraffin and a low odor base. The wax is heated by an incandescent bulb in the base of every lamp. There's a metal coil in the bottom of each glass globe that helps the heat transfer from the bulb to melt the wax. Then the heated mixture becomes less dense than water, and it expands more than water, and the blobs of wax float to the top of the globe where they cool because they're increasing their density of the water, and then they descend. And this just keeps going on and on and over again. Somebody asked me recently, what is it about it that is so enticing and makes you want to watch it? Because it's never the same. The blobs are constantly changing and stretching, and it's fascinating to watch.
We got another text here. This is very exciting. Maybe you can share this with your marketing genius that
sure.
you mentioned
sure.
earlier. 217, the listener suggested Lava Lamp may want to give away the movie The Blob. Just a heads up, you know, the one with Steve McQueen.
Sure.
As a promotion because they're called blobs.
You know what? That's something to look into. And I know they did a remake back in the 80s, too,
yes,
with Dylan.
Right. It wasn't as good, in my opinion.
It was terrible. But, you know, you mentioned movies. We're constantly in movies. If you look
yes.
at Big, Tom Hanks, when he gets his apartment, there's a lava lamp in there. The movie Boyhood last year had a lava lamp in there. X-Men Days of Future Past, when Wolverine wakes up back in the 70s, he's staring at a lava lamp. Dark Shadows, and this is the one we love. Paul McCartney, whenever he's in concert, take a look at his keyboard player, Wicks. There's always three or four lava lamps out there. And we had a couple of years ago the McCartney people calling us and asking for a bunch of lamps, and we said, sure, we're happy to provide them for you.
All right, so I'm just wondering, you know, sometimes things that we think of in the past end up being bigger now than they were then. What was your biggest sales year? Is it now or was it then?
Last year was the biggest record sales year for us.
Interesting.
It was, and we're having growth again this year. I think since I've been here 5.5 years, and we've just about doubled the size of the business, and now we're going beyond that because I'll give you know one example. One of our retailers, I mentioned the retailers so much, I have to stop saying the retailers' names, but one of our retailers when I started here had 2 SKUs or stock keeping units in their assortment. Now we have 15. People buy this as a program. They don't buy it just as an item. And we've been able to, you know, create these multiple items and different sizes and different colors and different actions and been able to build the business that way. You know, in probably about 1,000 stores right now in Target, you'll see an end cap of our stuff where they have an assortment of different types of lava lamps. So we're growing our business, and we also have a UK division, which is growing probably just as fast.
This is so cool. Go to lavalamp.com. Look at all the specialty lamps. Look at the 50th anniversary lamps, the Beatles lamps. Continued success to you. Another person just texted their 11-year-old son has put a lava lamp on their Christmas list. So I hope Santa can find your locations.
Well, fantastic. Thanks so much for having me, and I love your show.
Thank you so much. He is Clay Farnsworth. He is the CEO of Lava Lamp at lavalamp.com. Go to it. Really cool.
It's lavalamp.com, correct?
Yes, it's lavalamp.com.
Okay.
Oh, this is a memorable moment. I'm very sorry Bill Leff is not here to say hello to one of his favorite pit bulls of comedy.
I'm the only pit bull of comedy. There's another pit bull, but he doesn't do comedy.
That's right.
I got it from you. Bobby Slayton. He'll be at Zany's Chicago tonight. Two shows in Rosemont. You know, anyway, thanks for having me, Wendy. Whoever this guy is, can go take
Steve,
a break.
I told you all you do is say hello
he
and just
in,
let him
run. Punches me in
you
the know, back, says, I'm sorry Bill's not here.
You know, I'm just exhausted. You know, I got here. I got up early this morning, did some more radio, and I was on one of the other shows. I'm sorry that I cheated on you guys.
I don't care.
So Mr. Beef comes over. Yeah, I try to eat very healthy. I'm not a vegan, but I try to eat healthy, and I try to stay away from beef. But Mr. Beef is a Chicago institution, so they come in with all these sandwiches, and then I'm supposed to go see my buddy Todd Stein, big restaurateur in town, for lunch. And I said, you know, look, it's 10 o'clock. I'm done with radio. I'm going to go walk around. Before I do your show, I don't want to go back to my room. I like to walk. You can't walk in L.A. There's no place to walk. So if I'm in New York, Chicago, or Boston, I walk for hours. So I walked for about a half an hour. I said, you know, I'm not going to be able to eat till later today. And I walked into the greatest place on earth, Italy. You know, Mario Batali's.
Yes, oh,
sure, right.
It's even better than the one in New York, and nothing here is better than New York, but that is. And it's I can live in that place. I mean, the food, there were five rows of olive oil. And anyway, I said, well, I can't eat now. And then I see braised brisket meatballs. It's only 11 o'clock. So for breakfast, I had Mr. B. For a late breakfast, I had a meatball. I just been walking around for another 2 hours. I'm about to drop dead. They're going to do two shows tonight.
You know, go in the loop after the show here, because there's a new place that's open called Latinicity.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be like Italy, but with Latin food.
Oh,
so you're going to have a couple tamales, maybe?
No, I think I've had enough for a while. I think next week is, you know, back to L.A. It'll be kale and wheatgrass. And
you really eat kale?
You know, not on purpose.
I tried it. It's not
on
tasty.
You know what? I'll go to Jamba Juice. I'll have these kale drinks. And if it's in with other foods, it's kind of like if lettuce and sandpaper had a baby. You know, or like tumbleweed and radicchio. It's not that good. But you know, I feel like I should eat it after eating all this other bad stuff. I mean, I can't come to Chicago or go to New York and not eat pizza and not eat this stuff. It's just great.
Do you like thick or thin pizza?
There's like one kind of pizza. It's thin. This
I'm
this
with you.
Lumal Nati numero uno garbage. It's quiche. It's lasagna. It's
I
fine.
Like that too, but my preference would be a thin. And Lumal Nati's makes a thin one.
Well, you know, that's good. But anyway, I get enough of that when I'm in New York. And listen, anyway, back to me. So, yeah. Obviously, Zany's tonight and tomorrow. Hey, let me tell you, with the horrible things going on in this world. First of all, you told me you did a Skype thing with the Weather Channel. They called you this morning at 5:30.
Yes.
Talking about the storm.
Yes.
Now, every time I go somewhere, there's either some horrible natural disaster. There's always a hurricane, a storm. I was, not to make light of it, but I remember I was playing when Columbine happened. I was in Denver. When Aurora happened, I was in Denver. When the Challenger exploded, I was in Florida. Everywhere I go, there's a hurricane, there's a disaster, there's a shooting. And now I come to Chicago, and I heard the weather's been beautiful. And yeah, it's getting cold, and it's going to snow. You think you people would have this down by now? It's your one big natural disaster is snow. And it happens every year. It happens 10 times. Times a year, and all of a sudden people go, what do we do? What do we, how do we prepare?
Do you have milk and bread in your hotel room just in case you run out during the snowstorm?
I've been to Chicago in the worst snowstorms you've ever had. There's no reason why I can't make it to CVS on the corner. You know? it's how you know, people are just so crippled. I see this ad on TV the other night. Dunkin' Donuts is going to deliver now. Good, you fat bastards. Now they're going to now you don't even have to burn 7 calories walking from your cubicle office across the street to Dunkin' Donuts when they'll deliver right to your house. You have fat bastard.
I can't understand why Jimmy John's will deliver one sandwich. How are they making money on that?
Well, they're making money now because nobody's going to Subway, because that'll turn you into a child molester. Did you see the thing? Did you see that with Jared? His lawyer said that eating Subway turned him into a predator.
Because he was losing weight and giving up food, so he had to look for some other outlet.
Oh, God. Well, that's
a good defense.
Well, you know what? After what
not
I,
so good.
What I,
yeah.
What I ate, the way I ate this morning, there's no chance of me ever becoming a child molester. I don't need any other outlets but my bed and a nap before my two shows tonight. And by the way, if I can get one word in, the other thing, I have to talk fast on this show because you never give me any time. You always break away to do the weather and stupid stuff. But it's good that Bill's not here because he talked a lot. I like this guy. He doesn't talk.
I'm talking in my head right now.
You know what's interesting is that I'm reading all these horrible, horrible stories. You know, what's going on? There's Paris. Now there's North Africa. You know, terrorism is something we have to learn to deal with. And what it basically comes down to is they're trying to attack places where there's large gatherings of people, which is all the more reason to come see my show. There are never large gatherings of people when I'm playing in town. So if you want to make sure you're safe during the terrorist season, you come see Bobby Slater and Zany's. There'll be nobody there. perfectly safe. A good way if you want to keep your family together this holiday season.
And Zany's two shows tonight. Which one?
Zany's
you missed
downtown.
your opportunity there. Usually you're like, two shows tonight, Zany's downtown, and then I'll be out in Rosemont tomorrow night.
Yeah, but I just realized I'm not getting a percentage of the door. I'm getting paid, so I don't really care if people come. You know, usually I plug my show because I get a percentage. I'm just getting paid no matter what. So if you don't want to come, don't come. it's a great, Zany's one of the great original comedy clubs in America. You know, there's not a lot of places left like that. Like these old spaghetti meatball joints and these little coffee shops. Like, Lou Mitchell's I love. You know, the place been since the 1930s, I think.
Yeah.
You know, there's places like that to just fall by the wayside because everybody wants to go to the cookie cutter. You know, there's a Starbucks in every corner. There's a, America's become so homogenized. You can't really get those classic places. Zany's is one of those joints.
You're good.
Yeah, I know, aren't I?
You're really good.
You know what strikes me, though, is it seems like
Who's talking to you? So what I'm saying, Wendy, is basically what it comes down to.
I told you I was not going to sit here for this.
Steve, come on.
You know what strikes me about you is that you seem to really know where you are. Like, you don't live here in Chicago, but you know all the spots. I bet you do for Boston and New York. And
well, I've been coming, but it's interesting. I'm from New York. I've lived in L.A. for a long time. And I start out in San Francisco with Dana and Robin and Kevin Pollak. And you go back there, and I know a lot of the really great spots, but so many of them are gone. Because when I come to a town, I don't want to go to Morton's. I know they start here; it's a great steak. I want to go to Gibson's, or I want to go to a local place. And I like Rosebud, even though I know it's a chain. And I know there's lettuce entertain you people. But these are just great places. I want to go to a place that I can't find. I want to support the local business.
You want to be in the city you're in.
I want to be in the city I'm in. It's getting harder and harder. To find those joints.
All right, so in Rosemont, there's that outlet mall.
I love that
fashion.
Outlet mall.
I do too.
I love that mall.
Where's your favorite shop?
I don't know, but you know what I'm getting my wife for Christmas? A designer suicide vest. I'm going to get it. I'm just going to make sure we show them some presents by the Christmas tree. I'm in the other room. I'm going to go, honey, go open that. I'm going to go to the bathroom. Let me know how you like it. If it doesn't fit, we'll get you another one.
I didn't know they had.
They have the designer suit. They have them in Beverly Hills. I'm not sure about here.
Vests Are Us. I didn't know outlet mall.
I went to Victoria's Secret to buy her something, and the young woman behind the counter was so hot. And she says, "What do you see your wife in?" I said, "A coffin. What are you doing tonight?" See, and that's how you stay married for 28 years.
28 years.
You have to know how to talk to the ladies.
That's awesome. We have to take a quick break. He is Bobby Slayton. He's awesome, and he's here with us, 720 WGN. Bobby Slayton, go.
Yeah, well, you asked me about that.
I will ask you this question. Last time you were up in the studio, didn't you get a new pair of gym shoes?
I had it with lights in them. They were the game kicks from Skechers were based on that game Simon. Remember that?
Yes.
And shoot. Okay.
I hated that game.
My daughter used to love the game Simon. Yeah. I told you, I was wearing them last time. And they make these shoes, and Skechers still sells with lights in them and games. And you can play that Simon-like game. And, it was last year. I was in a shoe store with my wife in a Skechers store. And I said, I love these. And she said, you would never wear those. Of course I would. And the salesman said, we only make them for children. So my wife talked to somebody in Skechers and had a pair made for me. So I had to wear them. And I was on your show the last time. And not only did I talk about my Skechers, but what's very funny, a few months ago, and I'm wearing right now, Ringo Starr did a commercial for Skechers for the Relax Fit shoe with the memory foam insole exclusively at Skechers. And I was talking about wearing these on the radio again. I don't remember where I was. I think it was Boston or San Francisco. And Skechers heard about it. And so they asked me if I wanted to do a couple of commercials for them. And I said, sure. So I'm writing some commercials for the company. And when I started talking about the shoes that Ringo wore, I went home. My wife had heard it on the internet. She was like an iHeartRadio or something they were playing. And she bought me a set of drums for my birthday. So it's all ties together that I wear Ringo shoes. I get drums. I wear Skechers light up shoes. I get a commercial. And they gave me free passes to give to my favorite radio shows if you guys want a free pair of Skechers.
Yeah.
By the way, you can have Bills.
Oh, could okay? I? Thank you very much.
He's not here.
No, absolutely.
You should wear Skechers.
He wouldn't appreciate it like I do.
You do it. Yeah. Well,
I wear Skechers.
What's that?
I wear Skechers.
They're the best shoes ever with the relaxed.
I'm intrigued about your whole drumming thing. Had you ever played drums before?
Yes, I used to play drums. I was never a good drummer, but I played them. And the Skechers don't help me play better, but I feel more comfortable playing it badly with the memory foam and soul. I'm a pitch man now for Skechers. But it's okay. They're going to pay me and give me free shoes. It's great. Why not?
You can't have enough shoes. I know men don't like shoes as much as women, but some men do.
I don't really care for shoes, but I love Skechers. I love them. They're the best shoes ever.
You going to wear them at Zany's?
I'm wearing them Zanies. I'm wearing them now. I don't wear the ones that light up. It's hard enough to keep people's attention. You know, somebody said to me, my wife goes, why don't you wear those on stage? You know, I did make the mistake. When my wife gave them to me, she had sent them to me. It was Valentine's Day. And I got them in the mail because I wasn't home for Valentine's Day. And I get on the plane. I open up the gift. And there I have light-up shoes with flashing lights. And it caught the attention of the pilot came out of the car. You know, you can't be wearing a time bomb-looking shoe on an airplane these days. You know, when lights start going off, it looks like things are going to explode. And I had to explain their sketches. It was a true story.
Had the shoe bomber from long ago had the light-up shoes, they would have said, no way is that a bomb, because what guy is going to come here with light-up shoes exactly. And have a bomb?
Now you're giving somebody idea to have light-up shoes, but they don't make them for adults, so unless you're going to get a child bomber.
I don't know anymore.
It's like that old joke, you know, those little kids in the Middle East, they blow up so quickly. You know that joke, right?
Yes.
Yes, that's a great joke. Some jokes just get better with age.
He's the pitbull of comedy. He is. Bobby Slayton appearing at Zany Chicago tonight. You have two shows.
Yes.
You were saying off the air you don't like to eat before a show. That would stink. You feel weighted down.
You know, I'll tell you what was amazing. There used to be a place. It's gone now, right across from, it was one of my favorite restaurants in the country, a Trattoria Roma. A little teeny a place, great chicken. And right across the street. And I used to have to do. I used to play Zanies every Memorial Day weekend. It was three shows Friday night, three shows Saturday night, and two shows Sunday. So I don't know how I did this, probably because I was younger. But Friday and Saturday night before my show, I would go into Trattoria Roma. I'd have an entire bottle of wine, a big chicken and pasta dinner. And then I'd do a 7 o'clock show, a 9 o'clock show, an 11 o'clock show. Then I'd go over to Burton Place or the U.S. Blues Bar, which is now gone, and do a bottle of vodka and who knows what else I was doing in those days. So it's I'm just happy to still be alive.
And now you don't have to do three shows for the whole weekend because you have Skechers behind you.
Right. Now I can. But I'll tell you, when I'm on stage, it's hard to be funny when your feet hurt, Wendy. I'll tell you that right now. It's hard. And so now when I'm up there bouncing around on stage, you know, it's great because my Skechers keeps me moving.
So Henny Youngman had Take My Wife, Please, and you've got It's Hard to Be Funny When Your Feet Hurt.
Yeah, I got a lot of things about my wife. Don't even get me started with that one. Oh, my God.
The comfort foam.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, it's memory foam.
Oh, sorry.
It's memory foam, exclusive to Skechers.
You are good.
Yeah. More toe room. And inside. Yeah, it comes. Yeah, they're great shoes.
Well, may your feet be happy tonight.
No, instant comfort included. No extra charge. That's my new Skechers. That's what I'm writing for them.
And when are we going to see these on TV? Hear them on the radio?
They'll be on the radio. Yeah, they'll be
Excellent.
On the radio. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm trying to get Gene Simmons to do a commercial for them because I thought, you know, the guy will sell anything if there's enough money. And I met with him. I said, you should really do a commercial for Skechers because, you know, Demi Lovato did one and Ringo Starr did one. A lot of athletes like Sugar Ray Leonard did one and Joe Namath. And I said, you should do one. And we should say at the end of the commercial, I still want to rock and roll all night, but I want to be comfortable every day. And I thought that was brilliant.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, I have a quick Gene Simmons story. I was working on another radio station, and we were at Sam Adams Brewery in Boston.
Uh-huh.
And Gene Simmons comes by, and of course he sticks out his tongue, and everybody claps and everything. I said, really, your tongue is not that long. And I stuck my tongue out to show him, and he just walked up to me and licked my tongue. So I called my husband and said, Gene Simmons just licked my tongue. And my husband says, I don't know if I should be grossed out or think it's really cool. And I didn't know if I should feel either of those ways either.
Why don't you lick my tongue and see how you feel? And it'll bring back some memories of that fateful evening.
The memory foam. Yeah. I love you. It is so great
too.
To see you again. We will tell Bill you said hello.
It was so much smoother without him here, didn't it?
It was more fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You were funnier, I think.
He's Bobby Slayton. What's your website?
BobbySlayton.com.
That's amazing.
I know.
Look, and Zany's Chicago.
There's a couple
Chicago.
Getting married out there in Middle Michigan Avenue, getting their pictures taken, Bobby.
What? I wish I was rich, because I would say I'd give you $500 to just go up there and start messing with them.
I like the homeless people. You know, I buy their...
No, the wedding. There's a bride and a groom in the middle of Michigan Avenue, which is not a good place to be.
They're getting
the
picture taken?
I'd rather be the homeless guy than get married. I'd rather be that guy sitting there talking to himself in a pile of his own urine than be that guy marrying that bride.
Bobby Slayton, two shows tonight at Zany Chicago and one show tomorrow night.
No, two shows.
Are you
Rosemont?
Two and two?
Yeah, baby.
Rosemont tomorrow night. Go shopping in between and go see both shows.
And go buy some Skechers.
Boy, he really does have Skechers cards.
Yeah, I give you free shoes.
What a man.
All right.
Bobby Slayton, thanks so much.
Thanks.
720 WGN. Wendy Snyder here along with Steve Bertrand. And Steve, you and I have been talking about this all week. Really, the purpose of terrorism is to scare you, to put fear into you. And we're just kind of reeling from what's been going on in Paris. And, of course, the Paris people are back in action, doing what they need to do and living their lives. There have been some threats against Washington, D.C. via video and New York City. And now a new attack today.
Can I tell you, I was in Paris, 3 weeks ago or a month ago, and walking around twice. When we were walking or in a car at one point, we had to stop for the motorcade of the president of Mali.
Really?
Yeah, and it was a former colony of France, Mali was. So here now, the president of Mali dealing with a very real crisis in his own country today.
And we go to ABC News correspondent Tom Rivers right now. How are you, Tom?
We're doing okay here. This 1 week anniversary, I've just out in the Place de la République, and it was a moment of noise. It was billed as such to kind of vent your anger or whatever you want to do. And the interesting aspect, just a few people participated. Most everybody, I think, still has such heavy hearts that they just, you know, it's almost like they didn't want to raise their arms at this stage of the game. So, yeah, people are feeling it. They're down in the dumps, and, I suppose, they'll eventually crawl out of it. But right now they're still a week down the road asking for questions, asking the questions and not getting answers, putting it that way.
Well, the reports we've been hearing, too, is the people of Paris are back at those cafes. They're back out doing things. But you're painting a very different picture in Paris right now.
Well, yeah, they're out there, you just can't say, well, that was that. Let's move on. It's like if a close person of yours, a loved one, dies, it kind of, you have flashbacks for a while, and you can have a great day at work or something, and then you think about something, and that's what they're going through. I think up and down the country, people are not over this yet. The grieving process is still rolling on.
Are they moving though? I mean, do you notice a difference today from say Monday?
Monday, it looked like initially Monday and Tuesday things were kind of moving forward. And then Wednesday in Saint-Denis, this siege, people were taken aback by that. So that was a bit of a hit. And now I think, this is supposed to be a moment of reflection now, 1 week on. And as I say, people are searching for answers, and a lot of them aren't getting them right now.
You know, Tom, here in the United States, one of the things that, maybe the way the issues most manifest right now is when it comes to these Syrian refugees, and we've got this huge pushback about accepting any Syrian refugees, saying that, you can't have this perfect background check, which is striking when you compare it to what's happening in France, in Paris, where the attack actually was. President Hollande this week said they're going to take in 30,000 Syrian refugees, and that could cost him politically, right? But he's still doing what he thinks is right.
Yeah, exactly. We've got local elections coming up here, and yes, there is an element out there, just like in the States, saying, look, too much trouble. This is a big problem. We don't want this. But you talk to a lot of the younger people, demographically, for instance, and they say, look, we have to let these people in. Look at their country. They're not, they have to run away from their rubble pile that used to be their home. So, yes, two different takes on what makes humankind tick, I guess.
All right. And then the Radisson Blue Hotel stormed by special forces after gunmen entered and seized 170 people, many of them foreign guests. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghrib and an offshoot said they carried out the attack, according to an agency used by jihadists in the region. Now, at least 27 people have been killed. I'm getting conflicting reports as to whether or not the siege is still going. No more hostages right now, but the attackers are reportedly still in the Radisson Blue Hotel.
Yeah, I guess there's two bodies of the attackers, and by all accounts, there's something in the neighborhood of 10. So we don't know if they escaped. Are they still up on the seventh floor? We don't know. But you're right. The hostages are gone. And, that one's just out of the blue. And, as Steve said, former colony, the president was in Chad. He had to hop on a plane and get back to Bamako and see what he could do. There was 50 elite hostage negotiator and security team members that went down there from Paris like a shot. So they went down there to do what they could do as well. Very, very disturbing. Is it ISIS? I guess it's not ISIS.
No, and that was my question to you, and I feel kind of ignorant that I'm not up on the terrorist groups around, but at this point we're getting information that Al-Qaeda said that they are the ones to carry out the attack, not ISIS. What does that mean for us?
Yeah, well, I guess there's like a handful of different groups, and they can change their names by the week in Mali, just the way it is there. But their allegiance is sort of toward Al-Qaeda. So I guess that they're putting down a marker saying, well, if ISIS can do stuff, we can do stuff too. That's about all we can draw on it at this stage.
Boy, just all this stuff going on. I don't feel that there is an end in sight. I feel like there are going to be reports much more frequently about attacks everywhere around the world.
And so that's sort of the thing, Tom, right? I mean, there's a coincidence perhaps that there was an attack in Paris and then in a former colony of France. And there's, other than that, there's not an indication right now that the two are related, or is there?
Mm-mm. Well, no. I mean, of the 27, we've just got an update. Nobody who died was French. So it's a lot of different Westerners. Journalists go there. Diplomatics go there. Business people go there. It's kind of the fanciest hotel in town. So, you know, we'll have to try to decipher what their message is. Who are they attacking and why? Who knows?
All right. And you mentioned not a moment of silence, but a moment of noise that you witnessed today in Paris. What's next, especially on tap for you? What's next in Paris?
Yeah, well, I'm going to head back to London and kind of pick up the ball there. But this has been a crazy, crazy week here. Very, very strange. And it puts you on an emotional roller coaster getting through some of the things and some of the events. But like everybody else, life has to go on. You have to go on carrying on with your family, and you have to go to work. But some of the scenes that I've seen and some of the people I've interviewed, and those memories are going to be there for a while, and just, I guess, internalize them.
Yeah, you've really done a great job with all your reporting. We appreciate it very much, and I hope you get to sleep on the plane and get home to London and rest comfortably, because really you've done a great job, Tom. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Wendy. Be good.
Tom Rivers, ABC News correspondent, and who knows what tomorrow will bring, and maybe nothing, but Tom's right, and we're all talking about it. You have to live life. That's what we do.
Yep, tomorrow will be the weekend, and you know, next week will be another week there, and I think every week passes, you know, we've been through it. We were through it September 11th. You know, we forget the 2005, 10 years ago, were the London bombings, where I think it was 52 people were killed, hundreds of others were hurt. So, I mean, it happens, and it's going to happen again. That's what I said. I was trying to make the point yesterday, yeah, where the world is no more dangerous today than it was 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago.
Well, let's just focus on our snowstorm. That's all we can do
right
here in Chicago.
That'll
quick break.
Easy.
It's 720 WGN. Steve Bertrand, I would give you $10 if you could name this song.
This is the Turkey Trot by R.E.M.
You are wrong, but you're so adorable. He halfway heard me ask you for it, Kevin. It is the Flying Turkey Trot from R.E.O. That's why I find you to be so amusing and fun to hang out with. This is the late, great Gary Richrath who did this. And with Thanksgiving right around the corner, I am off next week, so I want to share some Thanksgiving turkey trivia with you.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Dude, I am ready. I'm ready to clean the house. I ordered my turkey yesterday.
You're the only person I know who, you every time you bring up being off next week and looking forward to Thanksgiving, it involves you're looking forward to cleaning your house.
Well, I'm not looking forward to it, but it is pretty messy since we gave up the cleaning people. Mm. And I have to get it ready for friends and family coming over. I'm hosting 14 people, and we may have to do a buffet because I can't fit them all around the table. Have you ever done a Thanksgiving buffet? Are you supposed to sit together and hold hands and be thankful for things?
No, we usually do a buffet.
You do? Yeah. So you don't all sit together?
Well, there's, you know, it's...
Kids' table?
Yeah, kind of a kids'
Carly
table.
Carly Fiorina there?
It's not even a kids' table. No, it's weird. Chris Christie's there, and the kids can't get any of the Jell-O. It's weird. we sort of, you know, it's an addendum table, so like you butt it against the end of the big table.
See, that's what I did last year. You have the dining room table, and then we put up a card table in right. the front room, as we in Chicago call
the front.
It. But then I had to move the ottoman, and then it was like, I think I'm just going to put the kids at the kitchen table in another room.
They'll
Although there's
happier.
Only three kids, and they're not really kids anymore.
Well, that's the fun part of these holidays, when the kids get old enough to hear the old people tell their stories, you know?
We, of course, have the traditional thankerchief that we pass around. Do you have one of those?
No.
It is a silly little thing that really touches my heart, because each of my boys made one when they were in preschool. And it's basically just a decorated cheap cloth napkin in a decorated toilet paper tube. And it's looks cute, and you're supposed to pass it around your table. It's a thankerchief, and you talk about what you're thankful for, and we make everybody do something.
That's very nice. I'm sure it's uncomfortable for most of the people there. Do they enjoy it?
Some people do, although if anyone who's attending my family function, please be ready, because yes, the thankerchief is happening.
I think next week on the Business Lunch, we're working on a guest who can explain the brain science behind gratitude. I just thought I'd throw that in there. Because it's the same thing. You know, we're all talking about being grateful and everything. And it's about the science of what it means to be grateful.
And you need to be grateful now in this time that we're experiencing. That's really what I'm thankful for, is friends and family.
And I'm
working with you all week.
So I'm no family, but no friend either. And so it's friends, family, and me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll take that.
All right. Well, this I find startling that... the average American consumes over 15 pounds of turkey per year.
Oh, I'm sure that's true.
I guess with turkey sandwiches, that is like the go-to sandwich when you go to any of the sandwich shops.
I think maybe I have nearly a pound of turkey a week.
Really?
Yeah, I buy a pound of turkey every week at the grocery store, and no one else really eats it. So.
And you make a sandwich every day?
Sometimes if it's a snack, I reach in and just grab a hunk of turkey. Rather than Doritos, you know, just grab a
protein. It's good
turkey,
for you. Low fat. Turkey industry grosses over $1 billion a year. Americans cook over 250 million turkeys on Thanksgiving Day. How come there's not a shortage? I know that farmers prepare for this, but I mean, that's a lot of turkey.
It's a crop, you know, it's just like anything else. The real question is why there must be a huge surplus at other times of the year, but then you just kill them and freeze them.
You make it sound so tender.
I'm just solving my own dilemmas.
And of course, we all know about tryptophan now, which is that amino acid. Does it really set off a chemical chain reaction that calms you down and makes you sleepy?
No, it does not. Bears football on Thanksgiving does that.
Good one. I want to say that I will be going to the Chicago Wolves Star Wars Day on Sunday night. We were talking to Taylor Gray earlier, and 1-800-THE-WOLVES, you can call Kayla. Tickets are still available. My husband, Jimmy Mack, will be emceeing the event. Jedi training, lightsabers, meet and greet with Taylor, and pictures with the 501st, which is a bunch of stormtroopers. And I'm telling you, people who love Star Wars really love their Star Wars. So it's going to be packed
at
the Wolves game.
When does the movie come out? Is it December?
December 18th.
Of this year?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Of this year?
Well, I feel like we've been hearing about it forever.
So what about all the debates that are going on?
You mean the future of the free world?
Yes.
Okay.
But those debates, you'd think the election was this November.
Oh, I see. Right. It's a fair point.
Yeah. So, yes, I believe we are going to see it on the 17th, which is a Thursday night.
Very nice.
And then we're supposed to see it the 18th in 3D. But once I see it, I may not, I don't know, I kind of get sick to my stomach at 3D movies.
Well, video it.
Yeah, we'll do it. I really do want to thank you for hanging out with me all week. Bill's been on vacation. People have been wondering where he's been. He will return on Monday.
Oh, he is coming back.
Yes. Okay. And then we're a tag team because I'm off all week. So have fun working with Bill. I really appreciate all the help you've given me all week.
It's been fun.
It really has, even in, on my side.
Oh, good.
All right, thanks. We are going to say hi to Ro and Anna next. It's 720. It's WGN.